leading you up to first pitch. It's time for the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show.
And poke a high drive deep left center field. That baseball's gone!
Get ready for the action with a preview of today's game, an interview, starting lineup, and so much more.
Here comes Sparks. The throw is late! Daryl Hernandez wins it in the ninth for the Shorebirds.
Now, here's your host, the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
Welcome, everybody, to Salem, Virginia, as the Delmarva Shorebirds make their first road trip to take on the Red Sox here this season. Sam Jelinek here with you, and this is the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show. Shorebirds didn't get a chance to wrap up their series against Fayetteville on their own terms back on Sunday, as that game, thanks to rain, was canceled. Shorebirds and Woodpeckers don't meet up again here this season. There's nowhere else to fit in the game, so that game is lost to oblivion. Last time that we talked to you was late on Saturday night, as the Shorebirds played a seven-inning game against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers after a two-hour rain delay pushed first pitch back after 9 p.m. local time. We wrapped that one up just a little after 11:30, and the Shorebirds unfortunately lost that game by a final of 6-2. It was a really well-played game. Unfortunately, a grand slam homer for Fayetteville in the top of the seventh proved to be the difference, as the Shorebirds lost 6-2, was their third loss in a row, and they are now 19-37 on the season, 10.5 games back here in the Northern Division, which officially eliminates them from postseason contention here in the first half, with now just 10 games left to go here in the nine games left to go here in the first half. Obviously, too many games to make up, not enough time, and the Shorebirds' playoff hopes are cooked here in the first half. They're taking on the Salem Red Sox, though, whose playoff hopes are still alive. The Shorebirds know a thing or two about ending Salem's postseason hopes, as they did that last year during the final week of the season. They'll try to play spoiler again here this week. Salem at 28-29 in the season. They are right now in fourth place in the Northern Division, but just two games back. It is a three-way tie for first place in the Northern Division, all at 30-27. And Salem, who a week ago was in prime position to take over first place, they're coming off of a six-game losing streak where they just got swept by the Charleston River Dogs down at Joseph P. Riley Jr. Ballpark. So Salem trying to put it back together here today. We've got a great starting pitching matchup for you. It's actually a rematch of the two-start week that the Shorebirds and Red Sox had the first time they met up in Delmarva, as Wickelman Gonzalez goes for the Salem Red Sox against Juan de los Santos, two hard-throwing right-handed pitchers, both 20 years old, who will try to put together some very good outings tonight, or this morning, I should say, as the Shorebirds and Red Sox play here on Camp Day from Carillion Clinic Field. Got to get used to that one. No longer Haley Toyota Field, but it's still Salem Memorial Ballpark. Couldn't remember if we had a chance to air it prior to Saturday's game thanks to the rain delay, so we'll go ahead and air it now. Had a chance to catch up with Shorebirds manager Felipe Rojas Jr., not on our normal Friday, but on Saturday during batting practice. So we'll go ahead and let Felipe steal the show here for the next couple of minutes. This is the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show on Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Here on the Shorebirds pregame show, we are joined by Shorebirds manager Felipe Rojas Jr. Felipe, I know it's not a Friday, but thank you for still giving me the time anyway. How you been this week?
Been good so far. You know, glad to be back home, enjoying my time. You know, looking forward to the next couple of days. Like you said, it's not our usual Friday, but just ready for a Saturday game, and you know, hopefully get one more in tomorrow.
And it's been quite a hectic week overall. Obviously, there's been a lot of player movement. The big one yesterday, Heston Kerstad getting activated off the IL. That was something that, obviously, the entire organization has been looking forward to for a long time, and you guys get to help him now go on his professional journey. What's that been like over the course of the past week, getting ready with baseball ops and just working with the entire org to prepare for that moment?
Yeah, we're all very excited for Heston. I know it's been a while for him. It's been quite a process. I mean, if you identify with the person, with the human being, having to deal with what he's been dealing, you know, like I just mentioned, last couple of years, and then COVID, and then everything just kind of delayed. But he's here. He's good to go. He's been with us for a few days now, just kind of, you know, getting ready and getting familiar with the team. And just very excited to see his first game and his first hit right away. He looks good. He's in good shape. I know he's here ready to work and ready to, you know, start that process.
and he joins the team at a kind of interesting juncture of the season. We're almost at the halfway point, and we're getting into the dog days of summer. We've seen some guys start to get some nicks on their bodies, injuries pop up here and there, and you just try to grind through it. What's it been like trying to guide this very young group through, you know, what well, I imagine might be the toughest part of the year where they're starting to really feel tired?
It's been a lot of fun. I know it's, I guess, kind of different to say, but it's been a lot of fun to be able to see some new faces, especially, you know, younger kids that I had to deal with, if you want to call it, a couple of years ago down in the DR or a year ago. I mean, having kids that they've only played 1 year in DSL. So yeah, it's part of the process, part of, you know, the minor leagues, making sure these guys continue their development, and I mean we'll see more go and we'll see more come, and like I said, excited about some of the new faces, kids that I think belong here, and I mean we'll just continue the process with this next group.
The guy that you're mentioning who played in the DSL last year, Frederick Benkosme, he is 4 for his first 9 here for the Shorebirds. That's not a bad way to start at all. What do you think it says about him that he's jumped in head first here and not really missed a beat?
Well, Frederick's a player. I mean, he's a kid that, like every other kid in 2020 with the pandemic, he got really, it hurt him because that was the year supposed to start his pro baseball career. But got started last year, and I mean, same thing you're watching here. He took off, and he was one of our strongest players, middle infield day. I mean, at second every day, and third some. He's playing third today. But a kid that's played a lot of baseball, has awareness for the game, and I'm very happy for him to get the opportunity and for him to perform right away.
And one of the guys who's not here with the Shorebirds right now anymore is Isaac Baloney, who earned himself a promotion to High A. And when you look at his journey here just this season, as far as got up to a little bit of a slow start, then drops switch hitting, then gets absolutely white hot, hits for the cycle, a walk-off homer. When you reflect on the first 2 months of Baloney's season that led to this, what do you think of?
Very happy for him. Isaac, he's a very talented young player. He's been around with us for a couple of years now. He obviously played DSL. He played FCL last year. And just very excited for the kids. I mean, some of these kids, the process is a little slower than others. But I think he's stuck with what he believes. And like you mentioned, he stopped switch hitting. Who knows if down the line he goes back to it. But for now, he just felt really comfortable just hitting from the left side, and he paid off. And I mean, coming into the season early on, weather's different for the majority of these kids. They got through it, they battled through it, you know, hung in there. And like I said, just glad for Isaac, and we're just hoping, you know, the best, and that he's just stays moving up. So.
Well, Felipe, thank you so much for the time here again today, and best of luck here the rest of the weekend.
Thank you.
We'll be back with the Preston Automotive Group starting lineup here on the Shorebirds pregame show.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
For some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, pick place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ball game. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Sam Chelenik here with you for the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show. Thanks again to Shorebirds manager Felipe Rojas Jr. for giving us the time back on Saturday night and a chance to re-air that interview here today. But now it's time for Preston Automotive Group starting lineups. First for your Delmarva Shorebirds, Luis Valdez leads it off. He's in the center. Heston Kerstad out in right field, bat second. Again, expect him to just play seven innings here today. He'll be followed by Noelbert Romero at third base. Trenton Craig in left field is the cleanup man. Frederick Bencosme playing second base, hits fifth. Isaac De Leon, the shortstop, bats sixth. Creed Willems at first base hits seventh. Steven Acevedo, the DH, hits eighth. And Wilkin Grullon does the catching for the first time this season, batting ninth, rounding it out for Juan de los Santos on the mound for Delmarva. On the other side of the lineup card for the Salem Red Sox, this is their Preston Automotive Group starting lineup. Leading it off, it's Edinson Paulino at second base. Brainer Bonassi, the DH, hits second. Marcelo Meyer, the shortstop, bats third. Jose Garcia, a late addition into the lineup, bats fourth, cleaning it up and catching as Nathan Hickey was a late scratch today for Salem. Blaze Jordan, the third baseman, hits fifth. Then Nico Cavadas, the first baseman, bats sixth. Seventh, Tyler Miller out in right field hits eighth. And Keir Meredith rounds it out, batting ninth and playing left field for Wickelman Gonzalez on the mound for Salem. Go over ground rules just as the home plate umpires and field umpire are right now with the managers at the moment. If you don't remember Salem Memorial Ballpark, well, it's a pretty easy ballpark to get to know. It's 325 down the lines each way. It's a 25-foot high wall all the way around from top to bottom. Yellow line right at the top of it. You got to clear it to get it out of here. And that's basically all there is to how this park looks. It's an even wall all the way around, arcing from left to right. In the gaps, it's only about 375 to each power alley and then 401 to Deadaway Center. Blue Ridge Mountains out in the background here at the ballpark with the wind right now blowing straight out to left center field. Typically don't see a whole lot of homers here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. There's always a chance with today playing in the sunlight, playing with the wind blowing out the way that it currently is. That could always happen. But with the two arms that we've got today, Wickelman Gonzalez and Juan de los Santos, that'll be pretty hard for each side. De los Santos comes in at 2-6 with a 3.62 ERA. Gonzalez at 2-2 with a 4.42 ERA this season. But he is a far better pitcher than what those numbers indicate. He's got some really great raw stuff, even dating back to the couple outings he had at the end of last year against Delmarva. He showed that he is a very good pitcher with an elite fastball, can run it up there 97-98. Good breaking ball, a solid changeup as well. His two outings against Delmarva back in the month of May, second week of May that was, those were very good but very weird outings. He went 3 1/3 the first time, allowed just one hit, and then the second outing went six innings but allowed four runs and didn't give up that many hits and was able to avoid too many walks. So whether or not he finds the equilibrium here is the next point of contention for him, while De Los Santos will just try to keep it going after throwing six innings in relief last Wednesday, striking out 10 to earn his second win of the season. Red Sox are about to take the field, so we'll go ahead, step aside one more time, and when we come back, we'll have first pitch. This has been Shorebirds Baseball Network. Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to five Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter in the contest that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Band Advantage, or spend some time with Shoreman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Perdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great-tasting chicken. Perdue, hungry for better chicken, and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
The 26th season of Delmarva Shorebirds baseball is here.
Counter, a bouncing ball, fair down the third baseline.
Two league championships, over 100 players sent to the majors, and countless memories.
Williams scores, racing around third. Here comes Norby. He'll score standing.
The future stars of Baltimore are here.
This ball comes down. The Birds have taken the lead.
It's time for first pitch. Let's head out to the ballpark and join the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
Welcome, everybody, to Salem, Virginia. We're at Salem Memorial Ballpark here for Game 1 of this six-game set between your Delmarva Shorebirds and the Salem Red Sox. Sam Jelinek here with you. Shorebirds hitting the road for a six-game set after dropping 4 out of 5 last week to the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. We'll try to take an early morning game here against Salem. 11:05 first pitch is what we're scheduled for, although we're already a couple of minutes past that, so looks like we're looking back at the future, I guess. That's what you want to call it. A little bit past the 11:05 scheduled start, but that's okay. It's an early one here from Salem. That's what we mean to tell you. Beautiful day for baseball, though. Right now, sitting mid-70s, wind blowing out to left center. Salem on the field, warming up with Wickelman Gonzalez on the mound, throwing his warm-up tosses. He's on the mound for Salem, and this is the defense that lines up behind him. It's Keir Meredith in left, Phillip Sykes in center, Tyler Miller out in right field, Blaze Jordan at third, Marcelo Meyer at shortstop, Edinson Paulino at second base, and Nico Cavadas plays first base. Jose Garcia does the catching, a late replacement for Nathan Hickey, who was scratched right before first pitch. Gonzalez on the mound for Salem. He's a guy that by this point probably know his name. Gonzalez has pitched a couple of times against Delmarva this season, a couple times last season. This is his fifth start overall against Delmarva on the year. Gonzalez 2-2 with a 4.42 ERA, making his 12th start. 38 and two-thirds innings, has struck out 48, walked 23, 32 hits, 23 runs, 19 earned. 6 feet tall, 170 pounds, out of Maracay, Venezuela. Luis Valdez strides the plate to lead it off for Delmarva. Salem in their alternate navy blue jerseys with Salem in red across the front. Navy blue hats with the Salem S. Shorebirds in their alternate black. D-Bird logo on the left chest. Gray pants and black socks as Valdez digs in at the plate from the left side. Switch hitter. Third baseman Jordan plays in on the grass. Rest of the infield plays Valdez to his wind in the first pitch of the game. Misses up and away for ball one at 95 miles an hour for Gonzalez. First pitch here at 11:08. Gonzalez working quickly. Here's his 1-0. And Valdez, a weak chopper towards third on the short hop. Jordan able to glove on the grass and throws the first to retire Valdez on the game's second pitch. 5-3 for the putout. So one up, one down for Wickelman Gonzalez. Top 10 prospect in the Red Sox system, number 9 per MLB pipeline. Has really burst onto the scene here over the past year or so, tearing up the FCL, earning a late season promotion last year to Salem. First pitch to Heston Kerstad. Fastball misses up and away for ball one. Kerstad making his third straight start, second straight in the field, although a couple of days apart. Left-handed batter, open stance, orange batting gloves, 1-0. He swings and shoots it down a play left field side. And the count's even in one. Kerstad, the Orioles' second overall pick back in 2020, made his pro debut last Friday, went 1-for-4 with a single, and then followed it up with a 2-for-3 performance with a double on Saturday. 1-1. Change up floats high and away for ball two. So Kerstad, 3 for his first 7, an RBI, a double. And I think for all Orioles and Shorebirds fans, as good a start as one could have hoped for. 2-1. Fastball on the outside corner, and the count's even at 2-2. Calling balls and strikes tonight, it's Elliot Melton behind the plate and Chad Patterson out in the field. One out, nobody on for Kerstad, top of the first. Gonzalez turns his body the pitch, and Kerstad swings and misses late on the fastball in 95 outside half. He's down on strikes, and there's two away here in the first. So two up, two down for Gonzalez to begin the game. That brings up Noelbert Romero. Romero hitting third here today. He was out of the lineup back on Saturday, and I hadn't actually seen Romero all day Saturday, and I was curious as to what had happened. Where was he? Well, it turned out, first pitch coming home. Romero takes a breaking ball down and away for ball one. He had to get a tooth removed. Had some pain, so got a tooth. Now back and better than ever. Romero in the box on the right side, the 1-0. Fastball misses in for ball two. Two outs, nobody on for Romero. Top of the first. Noelbert hitting 236, 691 OPS. Four homers, 15 driven in the pitch. Fastball this high for ball three. And I have to wonder how much tooth pain Romero went through last week, because that series against Fayetteville, he finished 1 for 15, including going over his past 10. 3-0 from Gonzalez. Fastball, letter high for a called strike. Outfield straight away, infield straight up for Romero. High black socks, two-tone bat, black barrel, cherry red handle. 3-1. Fastball is high, ball four. Gonzalez walks Romero. And that's a two-out base runner for the Shorebirds. So that brings up Trenton Craig. Trenton just capped off a phenomenal series against Fayetteville. Finished that one up, going 9 for 18. Now on a 9-game hitting streak where he's 15 for his past 34. Red-handed batter. Romero at first, Gonzalez the stretch in the first pitch. This is outside for ball one. The two games that Gonzalez pitched against Delmarva back in Salisbury, they were both day games. That Tuesday game finished a 1-0 Salem win. Gonzalez started but went just 3 1/3. 1-0. Craig takes a fastball up and in for ball two. Gonzalez dealt with walk problems that day. He ended up walking four, allowed just one hit. Romero at first, 2 outs, top of the first. Gonzalez has missed on 6 of his past 7. 2-0 on Craig. Here it comes. And Trenton swings and fouls it back to the top of the screen. Pitch was at the top of the zone. Might have been ball three. 2-1. Humongous flag out in center right now, blowing out towards left center. Like we said in the pregame show, outfield wall here at Salem Memorial Ballpark, 25 feet high all the way around as Craig swings at the 2-1, slices it down the right field line. It's a foul ball. And Blue Ridge Mountains in the background here from Salem's home park. Electronic scoreboard over the left center field fence, the video board out in right center. A couple of Shorebirds have actually hit that right center field video board last year. Billy Cook hit a home run right off of it. 2-2. Craig swings and fouls it back. Was on the fastball and on the hands at 94. The count stays at 2-2. Bullpen situated off the field. Here at the yard, for the Shorebirds down the right field line. For Salem down the left field line. Not a whole lot of foul territory either. Romero at first. 2 outs. Top of the first. No score. 2-2 again to Craig. Takes a breaking ball down and away. Nice block by Garcia. And the count's full. So a chance for Romero to get a head jump. Full count, 2 outs. Shorebirds trying to strike early here against Salem. Shorebirds offense really did not have a whole lot cooking for them last week against Fayetteville. Most they scored that week was 7. The pitch. Craig swings and misses. Way late on a fastball in 94. Down on strikes, and Gonzalez strands the two-out walk over at first. On the bottom of the first, it's Delmarva nothing. Salem coming to bat here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
It feels good having someone on your side to care for, be there for life's twists and turns that it has in store. 'Cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care and with so much to protect each day. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Does your little league team want to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game and your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. The players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your little leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information.
Enjoy some family time with America's pastime at the Delmarva Shorebirds. When you're here, everything inside is bare ball. Your favorite treats, craft beers, fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the O's Stars of Tomorrow on Delmarva today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Bottom of the first here from Salem Memorial Ballpark. It's Delmarva nothing, and the Salem Red Sox coming to bat against Juan de los Santos on the hill for the Shorebirds. De los making his 11th start of the season, and this is the defense that lines up behind him. It's Trendon Craig in left, Luis Valdez in center, Heston Kerstad in right, Noel Bert Romero at third, Isaac De Leon at shortstop, Frederick Ben Cosme at second, Creed Williams at first, and Wilkin Grullon does the catching. De los Santos, 2-6 with a 3.62 ERA this season, turns into his wind. His first pitch of the game to Edinson Paulino. Paulino shows bunt, pitch goes to the backstop for ball one. Paulino drove in the only run of the game when Delmarva Salem played a month ago Tuesday at home for the Shorebirds. 1-0, Paulino shows bunt again, fastball misses up and away for ball two. Paulino solo homer pushed Salem to a 1-0 win that Tuesday morning. De los Santos, the 2-0. Fastball misses off the inside corner, and the count's 3-0. Paulino hitting .242, 749 OPS. Left-handed batter, 3-0 pitch. Fastball is down the middle for strike one. De los Santos, 49 and two-thirds innings, has now struck out 58, walked 19, 3-1. Paulino takes a fastball up high for ball four, and De Los Santos, not sharp to begin the game, walks Paulino on five pitches. Brings up Brandon Bonassi, Salem. Switch hitter bats from the left side against the ready De Los Santos. De Los at 6'4", 250. Goes from the stretch for the first time here. Paulino at first, 8-for-9 in stolen bases this year. The pitch home. And Bonassi fouls it back and out of play for strike one. No score upon him in the first. Man at first, nobody out for Bonassi. Hitting .253, 691 OPS, 19 years old, out of Venezuela. De Los Santos set at the chest. The pitch home, runner goes. Throw to second from Grullon on a hop, not in time. Paulino in with a headlong dive. Stolen base for Paulino, his ninth season. The pitch missed, down and in. So the count's even at 1-1. Man at second, nobody out here for Bonassi. De Los Santos, high Black Sox, twist to the set. Looks out at second, now the 1-1. And Bonassi fouls it back and out of play again. Count's 1-2. Marcelo Meyer on deck for Salem. Fourth overall pick in last year's draft. Outfield plays Bonassi straight away. Infield straight up. Shortstop De Leon shadows the runner. 1-2. Swung on and shot out of play. Third base side this time. Count stays at a ball and two strikes. De Los Santos for the second straight game. Rocking tropical cleats is the best way I can put them. White base cleat with a kind of teal around the edges of it. A little bit of black and yellow speckled in there as well. 1-2. Bonassi takes off the glove of Grullon to the backstop. Up to third goes Paulino on the pass ball. Don't know what happened to Grullon there. Ball just clanged straight off his mitt. Didn't have to go too far to grab it. Ends up going to the backstop, and there's a man at third and nobody out for Salem now. And the count even at 2 on Bonassi. Last time out for De Los Santos, he was probably at his best this season. Shorebirds infield now come 2-2 on Bonassi. Pitch home. Swung on and fouled back. Straight into the net. Count stays at 2-2. De Los Santos picked up the win, going six innings in relief last Wednesday of Carter Baumler. Gave up two runs, one earned, no walks, struck out a career-high 10. Easily the best we've seen De Los Santos this season. Still 2-2. The pitch. Ambanasi swings and misses a high breaking ball. Can't connect. First out of the game for De Los Santos. And Paulino has to stay at third. So man at third, one out for Marcelo Meyer. Shorebirds didn't see a whole lot of Meyer when Salem came up to Salisbury earlier in the year. He played just two games that week. But he had a pretty profound impact. That Sunday game, he ended up hitting three doubles. Left-handed batter, infield stays in. First pitch of the at-bat, Meyer swings and rolls it to the backstop for strike one. A lot more of the curveball today for De Los Santos. It was the slider that really carried him to those 10 strikeouts against Fayetteville last week. Slider and the fastball. Today, mostly curveball. Man at third, one out, bottom one, no score for now. De Los Santos, the 0-1. And it swung on line to second, speared by Ben Cosme for the second out of the inning. Back to third goes Paulino. And a fine heads-up play by Ben Cosme on a laced line drive right at him. Playing in on the grass, didn't have a whole lot of time to react and able to snag it for the second out here in the first. So now 2 outs, a man at first, and that brings up Nico Cavadas. I was told that Jose Garcia was going into the four slot. Guess not. So here's Cavadas. First pitch. Takes a fastball in the outside half for strike one. Jose Garcia is the one who replaced Nathan Hickey, who was supposed to be batting cleanup, and we were informed that Garcia would be hitting in the four spot. Guess not. 0-1 off the outside corner, 1-1. So that changes the entire Salem lineup here. Cavadas will bat fourth, obviously. Count even at 1-1 on him. Plays Jordan still on deck. 1-1. Cavadas takes off the glove of Grullion, squirts away from him, and coming home to score from third is Paulino. After the Shorebirds worked so hard to get Paulino to stay at third with 2 outs, Grullion, a second passed ball this inning, allows a run to score. So clear off the bases, count 2-1 on Cavadas. Now 1-0 Salem. 2-1. Fastball misses outside for ball three. That has to be very disheartening there for De Los Santos. Pass ball lets Paulino get to third, and another one allows him to score. Now trying to reset, 3-1 on Cavadas. Big left-handed batter, hitting .253 this season. The pitch. He swings and crushes one. Deep down the right field line, that baseball's gone. A solo homer for Nico Cavadas on a 3-1 fastball left over the heart of the plate. De Los Santos can't reset after the pass ball allows Paulino to score. Cavadas doubles it up. It's 2-0 Salem here in the first. For Cavadas, his 8th homer of the season, 32nd RBI, and the Red Sox with an early 2-0 lead. So base is still empty, 2 outs. That brings up Blaze Jordan. Pitch home. Fastball misses up and in for ball one. And now on deck is Tyler Miller, who is evidently hitting in what we thought was Cavadas' spot. 1-0. Fastball on the outside half. Strike one on Jordan. Trying to iron out this lineup here for Salem, thanks to the late scratch. 1-1 is fouled back. Counts 1-2. And hitting .264, 729 OPS. The 1-2, breaking ball just off the outside corner, and the count's even at 2. Jordan, 3 homers, 28 driven in. Third round pick of the Red Sox back in 2020 out of high school. 2-2. Breaking ball misses down and away again, and the count's full. So not only are the 2 runs home for Salem here in the inning, De Los Santos has been forced to work really hard here in the frame. Stares in over his all-black mitt. into his wine. 3-2. And Jordan pops it up behind home. Now get back and out play. A couple of rows deep. Count stays at 3-2. Again. And Jordan rips it on the ground off the mound and into center, a base hit. Plays Jordan with a full count base hit into center. And De Los Santos having a real struggle of it here on the first. Runner at first, two outs, and that brings up Tyler Miller. Phillip Sykes is still on deck, so that leads me to believe that Jose Garcia is batting eighth. See if that holds true. The online box score hasn't been updated to reflect any of these changes. First pitch to Miller. He swings and fouls it out of play for strike one. So for now, Jose Garcia has been credited with his second homer of the season, even though it was Cavadas who homered. Miller hitting 201. Left-handed batter, pitch home. He swings and hits it softly on the ground to third to his left. Romero gloves, looks to second, throws to first, and fires it high. Up to second goes Miller. Jordan advances to third. And just like that, the inning continues on what has been an atrocious first inning this morning for Delmarva. Not sure if it was Romero looking to second for the fielder's choice, saw nobody was covering, and then had to reset through to first, fired it high, if that's what got him. Airmailing the throw to first, that's an E5. Jordan goes to third, Miller to second. Out to the mound goes the pitching coach, Joe Hallmacher, to try to settle De Los Santos back in. Two pass balls, an error, a homer, just two hits and two runs scored. And Phillip Sykes due up to hit. Jose Garcia is on deck here to bat eighth, so that tells us that that's the last of the lineup movement. So officially the lineup for Salem now goes Paulino, Bonassi, Meyer, Cavadas, Jordan, Miller, Sykes, Garcia, and Meredith. Meeting on the mound over, and De Los Santos will try to work his way out of this jam now. Two runs already in, bad enough, but a base hit could double it up. Sykes hitting 233, 821 OPS, thanks to a 379 on base percentage. Three homers, 17 driven in, right-handed batter. Infield plays back, outfield straight away, the pitch. Breaking ball misses down and in for ball one. A couple of clouds overhead have started to part. Field right now basked in sunshine. Wind still blowing lightly out towards left center. 1-0. Sykes swings and pops it up. Just the left to second. Shortstop De Leon calling for it. He's under it, and he puts it away to retire the side here in the first. But De Los Santos has to work harder than expected. Ends up giving up two runs. On to the second. It's Salem 2, Delmarva nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Park to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. The Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. Top of the second here from Salem. It's the Red Sox 2 and the Shorebirds nothing. Two runs in the first for Salem. a walk, stolen base, two pass balls. Then the Nico Cavadas homer. The Red Sox up early. So the Shorebirds with some work to do. Frederick Bencozme leads it off in the second, 5-6-7 here. It's Wickelman Gonzalez. The rock from the righty in the first pitch home to Bencozme. So change up on the outside corner for strike one. Bencozme, 4 for his first 12 for the Shorebirds. That's a 333 average. 0-1. Change up misses outside for ball one. Third baseman Jordan plays just off the grass at third. Shortstop Meyer up the middle. Bencozme open stance, the 1-1. Fastball gets the top of the zone inside corner. Bencozme raised his arms out of the way, didn't like the call. Counts 1-2. Frederick, black wrist tape offsets his white batting gloves, the 1-2. He swings and floats it in the air to third, backing up Lee's Jordan. Puts it away with ease for the first out here in the second. So that brings up Isaac De Leon. De Leon, 3 homers, 20 driven in, hitting 190, a 673 OPS. That's from the right side against the righty. Wickelman into his wind, the first pitch. De Leon takes a fastball down the middle, knee high for strike one. 2-0 Salem, top of the second. Second time this year that the Shorebirds of Red Sox have met up for a 6-game set. The 0-1. This is up and away, 1-1. First time they did, Red Sox took 5 out of 6 in pretty emphatic fashion. Although it was that Sunday game, magical for the Shorebirds. The 1-1. De Leon off the hands, pops it up to the right side. First baseman Cavanas in on the infield grass, puts it away for the second out here in the second. That was Isaac Bologna's walk-off 3-run homer after he tied it in the ninth with an RBI double. Drove in 5 that game. 3 extra base hits. And a moment that will live on for the Shorebirds all year long. Now Creed Willems, 2 out, nobody on. Top of the second, 2-0 Salem. First pitch. And Willems swings and hits it high in the air to center. Sykes at first, traces back, now comes in a couple of steps, camps under it, and puts it away to retire Willems here in the second. A 7-pitch frame for Wickelman Gonzalez. Sets down the side in order. On to the bottom of the second. It's Salem 2, Delmarva nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
And might you be buzzed when you suddenly love everything?
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I love?
A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
The Shorebird Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by the best people in the best place. Home, Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds! Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
Oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the second at Salem 2, Delmarva nothing. Sam Jelinek with you here from Salem Memorial Ballpark. Jose Garcia leads it off for the Red Sox. Juan de los Santos into his wind in the first pitch. It's a breaking ball in the outside corner for strike one. If you couldn't guess by the background noise, it is camp day here in Salem. A whole bunch of kiddos very happy to see the Salem mascot Muggsy. 0-1, fouled backing out of play, 0-2. 8-9-1 due up for Salem here in the second. Garcia leading it off, a late addition into the lineup, catching for Nathan Hickey, who had been scratched. Garcia hitting 240, 636 OPS. 0-2. Fastball called strike three, outside corner at the knees. Late call from Elliot Melton, but De Los Santos starts the second with 3 pitches and a strikeout. Funny thing I find about the Salem Red Sox mascot Muggsy is that he is a dog. That's one part of it, why the kids love him. But the story that I don't think the kids actually know about him is Keir Meredith digs in from the left side. First pitch, fastball misses in for ball one. Is that the other part for Salem of why he's named Muggsy is because of their alternate identity, the Beer Mongers. 1-0 off the outside corner for ball two. So Muggsy is named for alcoholic beverages that they can't consume. 2-0, fastball high and away, goes the backstop for ball three. Sometimes the little things irony you don't pick up when you're a kid. Nine-hole hitter hitting 283, 756 OPS. Left-handed batter, the pitch. Fastball high and away, ball four. De Los Santos nowhere close to the strike zone. That at-bat walks Meredith. Lineup flips the top now and Edinson Paulino. De Los Santos is relatively used to pitching in day games this season. This is now his fifth start in a day game. A lot of them have come before noon as well. Coming into the game, he was 0-2 with a 2.41 ERA in day games. 18 and two-thirds innings and allowed just five earned. Paulino from the left side, first pitch home. Paulino swings and fouls it back. Meredith was off on the pitch as well. Goes back to first. 0-1 on Paulino. 2-0 Salem last the second. 2 in the first for the Red Sox. Passed ball, scoring a run and a solo homer for Nico Cavadas. Paulino walked, stole second, and then came around to score his first time up. Left-handed batter, the 0-1. Slider just off the outside corner. And the count's 1-1. Paulino, three homers, 25 driven in this season, hitting 242, 749 OPS. It's 0-4 back on Sunday at Charleston. Throw over to first, and Meredith back in with a dive. Meredith, 7-for-7 in stolen bases this season. Signed as an undrafted free agent out of Clemson, after being actually drafted in the 28th round out of high school by the Cubs. 1-1, Meredith runs, Paulino takes, pitch high, the throw to second is not in time. Throw was to the third base side of the bag. DeLeon, the shortstop, had to reach back across, then apply the tag. That gave Meredith just enough time to slide in ahead of the throw. His eighth stolen base of the season. So man at second, one out. 1-1 on Paulino. De Los Santos looks at second to pitch. Off speed, misses up high for ball two. And De Los Santos' command just not crisp today. Takes a half second, collects himself, now retoes the rubber. Infield straight up, outfield straight away. Flag still blowing out towards left center. 3-1. Breaking ball down the dirt, ball four. Blocked by Grullón. Meredith not going anywhere. Puts men at first and second with one out for Brenner Bonassi. Bonassi struck out swinging his first time up. That was when Salem had a runner at third and nobody out, nearly left him aboard. Then the passed ball with two outs allowed him to score. Out to the mound goes the catcher Wilkin Grullón. Turns the plate, hopefully with a plan formulated here at De Los Santos of getting out of this jam. It's been a lot of early trouble for De Los Santos for second. 2-0 Red Sox, bottom two, the pitch. Fastball misses outside for ball one. And De Los Santos' fastball just not the same velo that we saw last week either. Typically he builds up to it as the outing goes on. But he's been mostly 93-95 today after sitting 96-97 last week. Two on, one out. The 1-0. Bonassi takes outside for ball two. Bonassi switch hitter batting left. Another Venezuelan signee for Salem. Both Gonzalez, Wickelman on the mounds for the Red Sox today, and Bonassi from Venezuela. Signed in the same class as Noelbert Romero. 2-0. Swing and a miss. De Los Santos challenged him. Got away with it, 2-1. Elio Prado, also a part of that class back in 2018 for the Red Sox, turned out to be pretty fruitful. First and second, one out, bottom two. De Los Santos comes ready, hands together at the chest. Looks to second, the kick and the pitch. Breaking ball on the outside corner, needed that pitch and got it. 2-2. Middle infield at double play depth to the pull side for the left-handed hitter. Panossi rests the bat on his back shoulder. Here it comes. And he swings, hits it on the ground to third. Romero grabs it, goes to second for one. Relay to first in time for a 5-4-3 around the horn double play. Just when Juan de los Santos needed it. Gets out of the first and second jam and posts a zero here in the second. On to the third. It's Salem 2, Delmarva nothing here on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network. Hi fans, this is Sam Gelinek, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.tv and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to the Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.tv subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Gelinek on the call, both home and away, for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Top of the third here from Salem on Tuesday morning. Shorebirds and Red Sox after two completed, Salem 2 and Delmarva nothing. Steven Acevedo leads it off for the Shorebirds. 8-9-1 due up against Wickelman Gonzalez. First pitch to the plate. Fastball up and away for ball one. Shorebirds in a 2-0 hole here in the early going, but Juan de los Santos an inning-ending double play ball in the bottom of the second to get out of a jam. The 1-0. This is up high to Acevedo, which is hard to do given he's 6-4. But Gonzalez misses the zone, and it's 2-0. Steven looking for his first hit with the Shorebirds, the 2-0. Fastball on the inside corner at the knees, 2-1. Acevedo 0 for his first 7 with the Shorebirds. 5 strikeouts, a walk. Didn't play back on Saturday, but played on Friday. The pitch, fastball misses outside for ball 3. Was 0 for 3 with 2 strikeouts. Outfield straight away, infield straight up for Acevedo. Pink arm sleeve, pink elbow guard, the pitch. Fastball just a little bit high above the belt for ball 4. Garcia stuck it there for a moment. Catcher hoping to get the call, didn't. And Gonzalez walks the second game. Acevedo aboard with the leadoff walk here in the third. Shorebirds still looking for their first hit. Acevedo at first, nobody out for Wilkin Grullion, the 9-hole hitter. Grullion trying to avenge a couple of passed balls in the first inning that allowed a run to score. Grullion 0 for the plate. He's able to DH over the weekend and now gets his first start behind the plate. Right-handed batter. Hands held high. Crowds the plate. The pitch. Fastball on the inside corner for strike one. Middle infield at double play depth. Wayden still blowing out towards left center. Beautiful mountains in the background, and then closer to us as well. Actually, trees beyond the outfield wall, little forest. The pitch, Acevedo runs, pitches down in the dirt. It goes to the backstop. Acevedo up to second. He didn't turn his head in to look at home, though. He could have had third there if he wanted to. But Acevedo up to second with a stolen base, his first with the Shorebirds. Salem with a 2-0 lead, top of the third. Delmarva trying to get their first run in the game. Man at second, nobody out. And a 1-1 count on Grullion. Second baseman Paulino holds on the runner. Right on right matchup. Here's the pitch. Grullion takes up and in. A fastball nearly hit him. 2-1. Grullion taps the plate. posts up on his front foot, his toes the only thing on the ground, his heel raised high in the air. Wiggles the bat behind his head, the 2-1. He swings and pops it up, foul ground third base side. That spirals out of play up into the concourse, and the count's even at 2. Top of the order on deck. Grignon has to at least get Acevedo to third here. Gonzalez, so much a strikeout artist, can't afford to not grab 90 feet here. 2-2. Breaking ball just off the inside corner. Tried to front door him. Grignon a tough take, and he counts full. The first start Gonzalez had against the Shorebirds this season, that Tuesday morning game back in Salisbury, he had issues with walks, then walking four. Lasted just 3 1/3 as his pitch count jumped high pretty quick. 3-2. Grignon takes high, ball four. Back-to-back walks for Gonzalez here to begin the second. Lineup flips the tent for Luis Valdez, but before he hits, the pitching coach, Nick Green, goes out to the mound for Salem to chat with Gonzalez. Shorebirds have drawn 3 walks here in the first 3-plus innings. Now Valdez, who grounded a third his first time up, steps in. See how Salem wants to position their defense. Turning 2 on Valdez is a tricky proposition, given how fast he is. You have to be wary of him maybe trying to drop down a bunt here for a base hit if either of the corners are back. But it looks like both corner infielders are going to play at least on the cutout of the grass here. Shortstop Meyer up the middle, second baseman Paulino shaded towards first. Almost pure bunt defense here from Salem. See if Valdez can take advantage, slap something by someone. First pitch. Takes a fastball just off the inside edge for ball one. Salem 2, Delmarva nothing, top of the third. 2 on, nobody out for Valdez. Luis hitting 228, 621 OPS. Had a tough series against Fayetteville. Had just one hit, the pitch. He swings and fouls it back for strike one. Valdez finished that series at 1 for 16. Did steal 4 bases, scored 5 runs, walked 4 times. Hasn't been making a lot of hard contact lately. 1-1. Valdez swings, loops it into left. Meredith freezes and has to play it on a hop. Up to third goes Acevedo. He'll hold there. Valdez aboard at first with the Shorebirds' first hit of the game as he's able to flare it into left and load the bases with nobody out for Heston Kerstad. Not a good read from Meredith in left as Luis able to float it out there, and that slight hesitation allows the ball to drop in. Valdez a base hit, bases loaded, nobody out for Kerstad now. Struck out swinging his first time up. Corners play in, middle infield back. Gonzalez from the belt, the pitch. Kerstad takes a change up in the dirt for ball one. Salem 2, Delmarva nothing here in the third. 8 in his professional career, looking for his first pro homer. Big left-handed batter, circles the bat behind his head. Bright orange batting gloves, black bat, the 1-0. Kerstad swings and fouls it back, a wicked hack. Counts even at 1. Kerstad lumbers back into the box, waves his bat out at Gonzalez. Wickelman a long look in. Gets his sign, hands together at the belt. Here's the pitch. Kerstad takes a backdoor breaking ball, finds it unlocked. That's a gutsy pitch from Gonzalez. Needed it there and got it. 1-2 on Kerstad. Bases loaded, nobody out top of the third. 1-2. Breaking ball misses inside for ball two, and this is a big early moment for the Shorebirds. Last time out on Saturday against Fayetteville, they spoiled a lot of early run-scoring opportunities, leaving the bases loaded a couple of times. Got to cash in here. 2-2. Kerstad takes high for ball three. Gonzalez has already walked 2 in the inning, 3 in the game. In danger of walking a fourth as the Salem bullpen begins to stir. Osvaldo De La Rosa starting to throw. 3-2 on Kerstad. Bases juiced. Nobody out here in the third. Here's the pitch. And Kerstad, a chopper out towards second. Second baseman Paulino flips to second. 1. Relay to first. That's a 4-6-3 double play. A run comes in to score. No RBI for Kerstad there. Shorebirds are on the board. It's 2-1. They trail here in the third. So not exactly worst-case scenario there for the Shorebirds, but relatively close to it. 4-6-3 double play leaves just Grullón at third now with two outs for Noelbert Romero, who walked his first time up. Right on the right matchup, the pitch. Noelbert takes a breaking ball in the dirt, blocked by Garcia for ball one. Salem pretty happy to exchange the two outs for the run there, especially a lot of damage there. Just topped the breaking ball to second, easy three-hopper for Paulino to start the 4-6-3 double play. 1-0, Romero takes a breaking ball in the inside corner, counts even at one. Salem 2, Delmarva 1, top of the third. Grullón at third, now 2 outs for Romero. Facing an old teammate of his in the Red Sox organization. 1-1. Romero swings and skies it out to shallow center. Everybody converges. Shortstop Meyer calls for it and makes the catch mid-stride to retire Romero and end the inning. Shorebirds load the bases with nobody out. Get a run out of it on a double play. And we go to the bottom of the third. It's now Delmarva or Salem 2, Delmarva 1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots.
Woot, woot!
And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Oh, your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Woot!
Bottom of the third from Salem Memorial Ballpark. It's the Red Sox 2 and the Shorebirds now 1. Delmarva loads the bases in the top of the inning. Gets a run out of it. Double play off the bat of Heston Kerstad. Plates a runner. After that, Romero strands a man at third as he popped up to end the inning. 3-4 and 5 to up for Salem in the third. Marcelo Meyer leads it off against Juan de los Santos. Righty against lefty in the first pitch. Fastball misses down and away for ball one. De Los Santos looking to settle in for the first time tonight, or this morning, I should say. Never going to get used to that. 1-0. Meyer takes, fastball in the outside corner, 1-1. De Los Santos allowed 2 runs in the first, had first and second and 1 out in the second. Rolled a double play to get out of it, the pitch. Meyer takes a slider down and in for ball two. So De Los looking to have an abbreviated third. So his pitch count has risen pretty early in this when he's already at 50 pitches. The pitch. Changeup misses outside for ball three. Meyer lined out to second his first time up. Hit the ball in the screws. But right at Frederick Benkozme, who was playing in on the grass with a man at third and 1 out. 3-1. Meyer takes high for ball four and De Los Santos walks his third of the game. Remember his last start, De Los Santos didn't walk anybody. It's just the third outing this season he'd done that. And was coming off of a start at Myrtle Beach where he walked 4. So it seemed as if his command issues might have been in the past, but he's regressed back to the mean here today. Man at first, nobody out for Nico Cavadas, who homered his first time up. Left-handed hitter, Meyer at first, De Los Santos, high leg kick, the pitch. Fastball misses down and away for ball one. De Los Santos has to be careful. Meyer not exactly known for stealing bases, but he is 8-for-8 this season. And De Los Santos is taking his sweet time getting to the plate as far as his leg kick. 1-0. Cavada swings and misses. Breaking ball had the heart of the plate. Swung through it, 1-1. Homer, his first time up for Cavadas, was his 8th of the season, 32nd run driven in. OPS over 900 for Cavadas. 1-1, Meyer runs, Cavadas hits it on the ground, back up the middle and into center, a base hit. Meyer never breaks stride, goes around 2nd and trundles into 3rd. Throw comes back into 2nd, and in the 3rd, men at 1st and 3rd, and nobody out for Blaze Jordan. Base hit for Cavadas, he's 2-for-2. So no clean inning to be found tonight or this morning for De Los Santos. Third of the game that he's allowed. Brings up Blaze Jordan. He singled his first time up. Right-handed batter. Spreads out. Takes up the whole box. High Red Sox against the navy blue jersey today for Salem. Red numbers outlined in white. De Los Santos chest high set the pitch. And Jordan swats it out of play right field side. 0-1. Salem 2, Delmarva 1, bottom of the 3rd. Shorebird scored on a double play ball in the top of the inning. Salem trying to get that run right back. Jordan's driven in 28 on the season, 3 homers. Stands way off the plate, the 0-1. Fastball is inside, actually backing him off the plate. You got to come pretty far in to almost get him there. Counts even at 1. Men at the corners, nobody out. Pitch. Breaking ball down and away for ball 2. Jordan had a great series the first time these two teams met up this year. Hit 409 that week, an 864 slugging percentage, 2 homers, 4 doubles. Carolina League Player of the Week. The pitch, she swings and blasts one. Deep out to left center field. Craig goes back, looks up at the wall, but it's gone. A 3-run homer for Blaze Jordan, his 4th of the season, and Salem opening it up early here in the 3rd. A 3-run shot, and it's 5-1 Red Sox here in the 3rd. That's kind of power Blaze Jordan has, and his power has just forced Juan De Los Santos. Felipe Rojas Jr. strides out to the mound, and it looks like he's about to make a pitching change. Hasn't pointed out to the bullpen yet. Looks like for now this might just be a heart-to-heart for De Los Santos, so nobody has emerged from the Shorebirds bullpen yet. So for now it looks like De Los is staying in the game. And Felipe meeting with the whole infield, trying to reset here for De Los Santos. And this is where Felipe's role prior running the Dominican Academy is so crucial. He knows these young men just as they were kids. And now finally he does ask for the ball from De Los Santos. Points out to the bullpen, and that's all here this morning for Juan De Los Santos. Goes 2+, gives up 5 runs. And the Shorebirds go to the bullpen early here from Salem. We'll go ahead, take a break, come back with a new arm on the mound. It's Salem 5, Delmarva 1 here in the 3rd. Shorebirds Baseball on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Delmarva Shorebirds are back in action, and single game tickets are on sale now. Bobbleheads, fireworks, giveaways, and so much more await you at Purdue Stadium this season. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Still in the bottom of the 3rd here from Salem, it's now the Red Sox 5 and the Shorebirds 1. Juan de los Santos chain called the bullpen very early here in this one. De los Santos goes 2+, gives up 5 runs all earned on 4 hits, 4 walks, and 2 strikeouts. Replaced by Thomas Girard here. Girard making his 18th appearance, most on the team. He's 2-0 with a 4.70 ERA. 23 innings, has struck out 25, walked 17. 23 hits, 15 runs, 12 earns. 23 years old, out of Duke University, signed as a free agent back in 2020. And he'll try to soak up some innings here on Tuesday morning from Salem. Just not what Juan de los Santos had in mind after a career best outing, going 6 innings, striking out 10 his last time up. Allows multiple homers in a game for the first time this season. Solo homer to Nico Cavanis, and then the 3-run homer to Blaze Jordan chases him here in the third. Tyler Miller stands in against Girard here with nobody out in the third to kick it off for Thomas. In the stretch with nobody on, his first pitch, Miller swings and misses out in front of a changeup. Strike one. Salem, 5 runs, 4 hits, no errors. Shorebirds, 1 run, 1 hit, and 1 error. Miller reached on an error his first time up. The pitch. Changeup rolled over on the ground to the first baseman Willems, down to a knee, blocks it with his chest, scoops it up, and goes to the bag to retire Miller for the first out here in the third. Nice start for Girard. Thomas, 5'11", 195, right-handed pitcher. Girard pitching for the first time since actually back on Saturday, went in inning in the third. Didn't allow a run, 3 strikeouts, allowed just a hit. Now Phillip Sykes, right-handed batter. Girard's pitch home. Sykes swings and misses, slider down low for strike one. Or actually, beg your pardon, it was actually Friday night that Girard pitched against Fayetteville. Sykes taps the plate. He popped out to short his first time up. Bright red bat. Multiple sleeves. The 0-1. This is outside 1-1. He has red 3/4 length sleeves just beyond his elbow. And then underneath of that, on his right side at least, looks like another white sleeve leading up all the way to his wrists. No sleeve on his left. 1-1. Checks his swing. Pitch misses low. Appeal to first. And Chad Patterson says he held up in time. Salem has a couple of different uniform combinations. The ones that we saw on the road, at least, were the navy blue and then the red. The pitch, Sykes checks his swing again. Misses down and outside. Girard wants an appeal, and they finally do appeal, and once more, no swing on Sykes. 3-1. Here at home, Salem will alternate between the red, the blue, as well as home white. 3-1 pitch. Swung on and popped up. Foul ground, first base side behind home. Catcher Grullón racing to the backstop. Can't get there in time. Went into a slide on the warning track. Fell in front of him. Was a little late getting out of the crouch. Counts full, 3-2. One out, nobody on for Sykes. Center fielder for Salem. Red Sox now lead it 5-1 on Blaze Jordan's 3-run homer. Girard, the stretch with nobody on, hands the belt. Leg kick, the pitch. Breaking ball down and away, ball 4. Loses Sykes. That's a 1-out walk. 5th walk of the game issued by Shorebirds pitching. Not even through 3 innings. So now Jose Garcia, 8-hole hitter, struck out looking his first time up. Garcia, 38th round pick out of high school by the Red Sox back in 2017. Actually didn't sign then. Pitched to him. This is down and in for ball 1. And went on to Florida International, where he ended up signing after he finished his playing career there. Open stance on the right side. Hands just next to his shoulder. 1-0, runner goes from first. Garcia swings and misses, and Grullón no throw. And Sykes into second with a stolen base, no contest. His 10th stolen base of the season. Salem is running wild today on Delmarva. That is their 3rd stolen base already. They had a successful hit and run earlier in the inning as well. The pitch, Garcia waves away. Breaking ball down and away. Counts 1-2. One out, man in second. 5-1 Red Sox, bottom of the third. Here's the pitch. Garcia swings and misses, breaking ball down and outside. Back-to-back swings and misses. Girard coaxes him out of Garcia, sets him down on strikes for the second time today. Two outs here in the third. Brings up the nine-hole hitter, Keir Meredith. Walked and stole a base his first time up. Left-handed batter, Girard and Meredith saw a bit of each other back in college. Meredith at Clemson, Girard at Duke. Pitch, breaking ball down and in for ball one. Meredith playing for Clemson from 2018 through 2020. Never actually really got into that many games. More a product of circumstance than anything. His first 2 years, freshman sophomore, played 22 games combined. The pitch, runner takes off for third. Grillion's throw to the bag, in on the hop, blocked by Romero. Keeps it on the infield at least. And Sykes into third with his second stolen base in the inning. Now 11 on the season. And Grillion has to be careful there. Sykes with a big jump. Had the bag stolen. You airmail or skip that throw into the left field. That's another run. The pitch. Bounced in the dirt by Girard. It's 3-0. The 1-0 pitch that Sykes ran on missed for ball two. So now 3-0 on Meredith, who hasn't seen a strike today. Walked on four pitches his first time up. Now to the 9-hole. Shorebird's got to be more aggressive against him. And at third, two outs. 5-1 Salem, bottom three. The pitch. Breaking ball down and in. Get home to score from third is Sykes. And it's 6-1 Salem. Girard snaps at the ball. Flipped to him by the home plate umpire. Clearly unhappy there. Meredith walks for the second time today. Expect him to be running the first couple of pitches. He stole the base his first time around. Lineup flips to the top, and Edinson Paulino. Although the Red Sox have lost six straight after being swept by Charleston last week, Meredith a humongous lead at first. Girard throws back to the bag and throws wild. It goes all the way to the sidewall. Meredith racing up to second. He's thinking of getting to third. He might score on this play as he trundles into third. Ends up stopping there as it's thrown back into Creed Willems on the infield by the right fielder Kerstad. Two base error, second error of the game for the Shorebirds, E1. And just an abysmal first three innings this morning for the Shorebirds. Just woke up on the wrong side of the bed. Two in the first, four in the third here for Salem. And at third, two outs, no count on Paulino. He's one for one today, the pitch. Breaking balls in the dirt for ball one. Paulino, left-handed hitter, scored the game's first run after walking to lead off the home half of the first. Here's the pitch. Change up down the middle for strike one. Juan de los Santos chased after two-plus innings, gives up five runs, two homers. Girard issues a one-out walk, two stolen bases, and a wild pitch later, and another run is scored. The pitch. Another changeup. Outside corner this time. It's 1-2. Paulino about to turn 20 just in a couple of weeks on July 2nd out of the Dominican Republic. Girard, the leg kick, the pitch, and Paulino takes. Changeup just off the outside corner. Girard, a head tilt, looks in towards the plate. Didn't get the call. And now time called, and Girard will get a new baseball. Pearl rushed out to him by Wilton Grullion, fires it at him. Outfield straight away, infield straight up for Paulino. Two outs, a man at third. 6-1 Salem in the third, the pitch. Breaking ball down and in, Paulino checks his swing, able to lay off. Counts full. On deck, Brainer Banassi, who would be the ninth man to hit here in the inning. Two-tone bat for Paulino, natural green barrel, black handle, dark blue batting gloves. The pitch, he takes, change up, down and away, ball four, and Girard walks his second in the inning. That brings Banassi to the plate. just nothing today working for the Shorebirds, be it Dave Los Santos, be it Gerard, be it the bats. On an early morning game like this where it's already hard enough to wake up, traveled on the off day, got in nice and early yesterday around 4 or 5. Been getting to the yard today. It was raining all morning long. Just trying to get into that right mindset. Take a little bit of time. So here's Benassi. He's 0 for 2. Switch hitter bats left. Gerard holds on the mound. Here's the pitch. Runner goes from first. Pitch misses down low. Grillon fakes the throw to second and tries to get a throw off to third, but ends up putting it in his back pocket. So a stolen base for Paulino. Fifth stolen base of the game for Salem. And it's second and third and two out now for Benassi ahead in the count 1-0. Benassi's driven in 15 this season. The pitch. Off speed down the middle for strike one. Benassi lines it into left center field. That's down for a base hit. One run scores, racing around third. Here comes Paulino. He scores. The throw goes all the way to the backstop and up to second. Single, third error of the game for the Shorebirds as well on Valdez's throw to the plate. And it's now 8-1 Salem here in the third. Brings up Marcelo Meyer, who led off this inning with a walk. So a man at second, two outs, and out to the mound goes the pitching coach, Joe Hallmacher, trying to figure out what's up with Gerard here. Well, the bullpen, a couple of moments maybe to get their act in order as well. With five stolen bases here in the first two-plus innings, Salem has already set a season high for stolen bases allowed by Shorebirds pitching. Coming into the game, it was four, and Salem has five here in the first three innings. Shorebirds have already taken on Charleston, who run more than anybody else. But now Salem really giving it to Delmarva on the base path today, taking advantage of both Shorebirds pitchers and Wilkin Grillon. So it's now 8-1 Salem here on a six-run third inning. And that brings up Meyer, who walked to begin the frame. Left-handed batter. And at second, 2 outs after Benassi's two-run single. He's driven in 17 now this season. Gerard from the belt. Here's the pitch. Change up just a little bit low for ball one. Gerard asking where that pitch missed. Need that call against Meyer, the fourth overall pick in last year's draft. He's missed a little bit of time this year with some wrist problems, but when he's been on the field, he's been great. 1-0. Change up in the dirt. Grillon blocks it to his right. Staying at second, Benassi, 2-0. Playing now in his 28th game, Meyer hitting .324, a .957 OPS, 4 homers, 23 driven in. And will play this entire season at age 19. End of the count, 2-0. Here's the pitch. This is down and in for ball three. Just been a snowball effect this morning for the Shorebirds. Given up 5 hits, not great. They've also walked 6. 5 stolen bases. Every time the base runner's on, it seems like they're already at second before the next pitch, the at-bat's thrown. 3-0, it's down and in. Ball 4 gets away to Grillon's right, and over to third goes Benassi on another wild pitch. Now, the Salem official scorer did not rule the passed balls in the first inning as such. I keep them as such because they pretty obviously were. But even just marking those as wild pitches. And now Gerard is done as Felipe Rojas Jr. comes out to relieve him. The Shorebirds, in addition to the 5 stolen bases, have also had 5 wild pitches. That's 5 extra bases given up. So Gerard done after getting 2 outs here in the third, and the Shorebirds go to the bullpen for the second time here in third. It's now Salem 8, Delmarva 1. Be back in a minute with a new arm on the mound here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
For some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ball game. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com and 3112. Still in the third here from Salem. It's the Red Sox 8 and the Shorebirds 1. Another TechNet called the bullpen. Second of the inning for the Shorebirds. Thomas Girard out. Hugo Beltran comes in. Girard gets 2 outs here in the third. Allows right now 3 runs on 4 walks, a strikeout, a hit, but he is still responsible for the men at first and second. Beltran comes in after pitching back on Saturday. He got the final 2 outs in the top of the seventh that day, striking a man out. Hugo has probably been the most consistent Shorebirds reliever this season. So he's pitched to a 2.21 ERA, 3-1 record, 22 strikeouts, 4 walks. He's greeted by Nico Cavadas, the cleanup man. 2-for-2 tonight with a homer and a single, 2 runs scored. Men of the corners, 2 outs, 6 home in the inning for Salem. The pitch home. Fastball just off the outside corner for ball one. Hugo, 20 and a third innings, has struck out 22, walked 4, 6-1, 190. Has Benassi at third, Meyer at first. Hugo from a high set, fires home. And slider misses down and in for ball two. Hugo very close to a balk there. That's probably weighed an extra beat. Almost didn't come to a stop before firing home. 2-0. Cavanis chops it foul to the Shorebirds dugout first base side. 2-1. It's been a no-good Tuesday morning for the Shorebirds. Woke up on the wrong side of the bed. Pitching staff has allowed 8 runs on 8 walks, 5 hits. Pitch home. Cavadas takes, sinker down and away for ball three. Cavadas homered in the first, singled earlier in the inning. Men at the corners, 2 outs, infield plays on the pull. Hands held high from the left side, lime green tape, red batting gloves. 3-1. He swings, hits it off the end of the bat, foul down the third base side. Little nubber. Third base coach Luke Munz fields it and flips it up into the stands. Send a fan home happy. Count full on Cavadas. Meyer gets a head jump from first here with 2 away. Shorebird trying to get out of catastrophic third inning. 3-2, runner goes, and Cavadas checks his swing. Pitch misses down and in. Peel out to second, and no swing, says Chad Patterson. And the Shorebirds walk another here in the third. That's now the sixth walk Shorebirds pitching has allowed just in the third. They had entire games last week where they didn't walk that many. Here's Blaze Jordan, first pitch. He swings and rifles it foul over the Shorebirds dugout first base side for strike one. Jordan, 2-for-2, a single and a 3-run homer earlier in the inning. And really busted the game open, was 5-1. Red Sox have tacked on 3 more since. It foul third base side, it's 0-2. For Jordan, was his 4th homer of the season and continues his assault on Shorebirds pitching this season. First week that he played against Delmarva back in May, he hit 409 that week with 2 homers and 4 doubles. 0-2. Tries to check his swing, but he went around, says the home plate umpire Elliot Melton. Slider down and away in the dirt. Gurion taps on the plate to record the strikeout and finally end the inning. Salem adds 6 more. 3-run homer for Blaze Jordan. They bat around and send 12 to the plate. On to the fourth, it's Salem now 8, Delmarva 1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
For some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much. Luxury suite. Go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Top of the fourth here from Salem. It's now the Red Sox 8 and the Shorebirds 1. First pitch of the fourth, Trenton Craig is cut on and missed to start off the frame. Wickelman Gonzalez back to work for Salem now with a humongous lead here on Tuesday morning. The pitch, Craig takes outside for ball one. Trenton struck out swinging his first time up to end the first, 0 for 1. Right-handed batter, Gonzalez from the middle of the rubber, hands together at the belt. Turns into his windy 0-1, and Craig shoots it foul into the Shorebirds dugout first base side. It's quickly 1-2. Salem with six. Bomb of the third. Shorebirds issue six walks in the inning. A three-run homer for Blaze Jordan. A bevy of stolen bases, wild pitches. And just overall, it has been a no-good morning for Delmarva. 1-2. Craig ropes it out to short on a hop off the glove of Meyer and on into left field for what could be a base hit. We'll see if they rule that an error or a hit. Remains to be seen, but Craig aboard at first here to kick off the fourth. And something tells me, given that it's Marcelo Meyer at shortstop, they might be a little bit more lenient on giving him an error there. Although Meyer actually just pointed back out to his pitcher and said, "My bad," so maybe he feels as if that's a play he should have made. First pitch now to Frederick Benkozme is hit in the air out to right. Right fielder Miller chasing in. He dives and he can't make the play. Up to second goes Craig. Now he's trying for third. Here's the throw from right. It's not in time. And Benkozme takes second as the throw goes to third. And the Shorebirds with some life here in the fourth. Back-to-back hits here to start the inning. That ball really fooled Tyler Miller out in right. Benkozme took a huge swing, but it ended up just flaring out into shallow right. Miller came in late, dove, had it hit off his glove, and they actually have now given an error on Meyer to lead off the inning. So E6 allows Craig to reach. Singles goes to second. Craig at third, and that brings up Isaac De Leon, who takes outside for ball one. Second and third, nobody out top of the fourth. Shorebird trying to claw their way back into this one. Down by seven. De Leon from the right side popped out to first, his first time up. Here's the pitch. De Leon takes on the outside corner, 1-1. And a very extra early toe tap there for De Leon. He's the kind of hitter who kind of rocks into his ready position. Starts spread out, brings his front foot closer, a little toe tap, and then strides forward. The pitch. Fastball down the middle, it's 1-2. That toe tap there was a little bit later. So I think he's just unable to time up when Gonzalez is going to come home. Second and third, nobody out top of the four. 1-2. De Leon checks his swing. Fastball just a little high. Counts 2-2. Rough week last week against Fayetteville for De Leon. Finished 2-14. After coming off a series where he had 8 hits against Charleston. The pitch. De Leon chops it foul into the Red Sox dugout, third base side. Counts 2-2. Shorebirds down 7. Just got to chip away as quickly and often as they can here in the top of the 4. Infield back for Salem. Here's the pitch. And De Leon hits in the air to shallow right. Miller started back, now racing in, still coming in. The second baseman, Paulino, though, makes an over-the-shoulder grab. Craig tags from third, comes in to score. Ben Cosme to third, and he beats the throw after the catcher, Garcia, ran in from the plate to receive the throw from Paulino, who then cut it to third. So everybody advances. Sac fly RBI for De Leon out to second. As Paulino bails out his right fielder, Tyler Miller, who wasn't going to get there. That's a nice play by Paulino, ranging basically out into medium deep right to put that away. Run comes in to score. It's 8-2 now, and Creed Williams at the plate. The pitch. Way for ball one. Paulino closed so quickly on that baseball. At first, I didn't think he was going to be a factor in the play, but he ends up saving Miller. Williams from the left side. Gonzalez the righty, deals home. And the breaking ball misses low for ball one. Ben Cosme tags from second, goes to third as well. Garcia nearly threw him out. Now Williams, who flied to center his first time up. Shorebird's first baseman. No batting gloves, just black wrist tape. The pitch. Williams swings and fouls it back. Got a fastball to hit. Counts 2-1. Creed homered last week against Fayetteville. A two-run homer last Tuesday a week ago. Infield back for Salem. Ben Cosme at third. One out, the pitch. And Williams fouls it back to the net again. Counts even at 2. Williams chokes up on the bat significantly here. Shows the knob, spreads out his stance. Crowds the plate, crouches over the pitch. Swing and a miss. Gonzalez got him with a fastball up in the zone at 95. His third strike out of the game. And there's two away here in the 4. So that brings up Steven Acevedo. Acevedo walked and scored to lead off the second, stole a base. Right-handed batter looking for his first hit with the Shorebirds. He's 0 for 7. Outfield straight away, infield straight up the pitch. Fastball on the outer half for strike one. Salem 8, Delmarva 2, top of the 4. Shorebirds put runners at 2nd and 3rd to start the inning. Run came in, now a man at 3rd, 2 outs. 0-1. Acevedo slices it out of play, right field side. And it counts 0-2. And a tough break for a kid up in the stands. As he's walking up the stairs, the ball hits off the concourse and caroms right into the back of his head. Thankfully, he's okay, but man, that's bad. Takes a fastball down the middle, strike 3. He was already walking back to the dugout before he was rung up by the home plate umpire. And Gonzalez ends up stranding a man at 3rd to end the 4th. Shorebirds do get a run, though. Sack fly for Isaac De Leon. On to the bottom of the 4th, it's Salem 8, Delmarva 2, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes 2 upper reserve tickets to 5 Sunday Shorebirds home games, 1 complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Perdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great-tasting chicken. Perdue, hungry for better chicken, and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Bottom of the fourth from Salem. It's now the Red Sox 8 and the Shorebirds 2. Delmarva playing a run in the top of the fourth to scratch one back. Tyler Miller leads off the bottom half of the frame for Salem. Swings the first pitch and pops it out of play. Third base side for strike one. Hugo Beltran stays on here for the fourth. It was a six-run third inning for Salem. Saw the Shorebirds use three pitchers. Beltran from the stretch, the 0-1. It's down the dirt, counts even at one. Miller 0-2. Reached on an error and grounded to first. Shorebird starter Juan de los Santos going just 2+, gives up 5 runs on 4 hits, 4 walks. Beltran high set in the 1-1. Cutter misses down and in for ball 2. Thomas Girard comes on, gets 2 outs, allows 4 runs, 4 walks, and a hit. Then Beltran walks him in and strikes out a batter to end the third. The pitch. Miller swings, hits it in the air down the left field line. That'll slice out a play. Counts even at 2. Down the Shorebirds is trying to pick up the pieces again. Find a way to just get through today. Beltran the righty, high set, light kick the pitch. And Miller tags it on the ground, foul first base side. Count stays even at 2. It's always a crapshoot as to how these early morning games pan out. It can be very tough, especially if you fall behind early. Trying to maintain focus the rest of the day when you're already tired, already groggy. 2-2. Slider misses down and in on Miller, and the count's full. It's one of the weird moments in baseball where players actually get to treat this like any other normal 9-to-5 job. It ends up basically being about the same hours. 3-2. Swung on and tapped foul at the first base side. Down remains at 3-2. Show up at the ballpark today at around 8. Get out around 2, 3 o'clock. Almost every other day of the week, times are shifted in at the ballpark at 1 or 2 and don't leave until 10 or 11. So a chance to actually feel like a regular, normal working person is what today feels like. 3-2. Miller swings and fouls it back. Keeps the at-bat going. Couple of foul balls here, battling with Beltran to kick off the fourth. Salem 8, Delmarva 2, last the fourth. Miller leading off the fourth. Beltran the high set. Light kick, 3-2 again. And changeup misses up and away for ball 4. Miller works the walk. It's now the 10th walk issued by Shorebirds pitching today. And there's nobody out here in the third. So now Phillip Sykes walked and scored his first time up. Or his last time up, I should say. Stole a couple of bases. He's 0-for-1. Time called as Miller tries to get his protective hand cover on over at first. Finally does. Leads off the bag. Sykes from the right side. Slightly open stance, first pitch, he swings, lines it out to short, ground by De Leon, throws back to first, in time! 6-3, double play for the Shorebirds. Not exactly how you draw it up, but a line drive to De Leon, throws back to first, and gets Miller, who as quickly as he was on, he's off the bases, back to the dugout, and there's two away here in the fourth. Second double play turned by the Shorebirds today. Brings up Jose Garcia, the catcher. Takes the first pitch in on the hands for ball one. Garcia, the only man not to get in on the fun. Hasn't reached base yet. He's 0-for-2 with 2 strikeouts. Batting eighth in the order. Just trying to get his bearings. Was a late addition to the lineup, replacing Nathan Hickey, who was slated to catch and bat clean up the pitch. Garcia swings and pops it into shallow right center. Second baseman Ben Cosme back out there. He's able to put it away with ease for the final out here in the fourth. Hugo Beltran ends up facing the minimum after a line drive double play. And after four complete, it's Salem 8 and Delmarva 2 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
feels good having someone on your side to care for, be there for life's twists and turns that it has in store. We show how much we care and with so much to protect each day. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Does your little league team want to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game and your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. The players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your little leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information.
Enjoy some family time with America's pastime at the Delmarva Shorebirds. When you're here, everything inside is fair ball. Your favorite treats, craft beers, fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the O's Stars of Tomorrow on Delmarva today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Top of the fifth from Salem, it's the Red Sox leading the Shorebirds 8-2 here on Tuesday morning. Sam Jelinek here with you. Wilken Grujon leads it off for the Shorebirds here in the fifth. And the first pitch to him from Wickelman Gonzalez is cut on and missed for strike one. 9-1 and 2 due up for the Birds. Grujon walked his first time up. Right-handed hitter. Gonzalez the wind in the pitch. Pass ball misses away. 1-1. Gonzalez says, had a couple of speed bumps today, but overall has made it work. A lot of traffic on the bases. He's given up just 2 runs, 1 earned. The pitch is down and away for ball 2. Gonzalez has given up 2 hits, 3 walks, but struck out 4. So far through 4-plus innings, right now at 70 pitches. 2-1. Grujon swings and fouls it back, count even at 2. Wilken walked his first hit with the Shorebirds this year. He's 0 for 4. Played a couple of games down the FCL. Started this year 2 games and a couple of knocks. 2-2 pitch. Grujon swings and misses. Late on the heater. Foul tip held on to by Garcia. That's now 3 straight strikeouts for Gonzalez dating back to the end of the 4th. Got 5 in the game. And there's 1 away here in the 5th. Lineup flips to the top and Luis Valdez. Things starting to heat up here at the ballpark, literally. Started off the day with rain in the area in the forecast. First pitch to Valdez, tries to bunt at it and pops it back in front of the backstop for strike one. And now as the game has gone on, we're just a little bit past noon. You can feel the humidity and the heat, steam literally starting to rise here. It's going to be an uncomfortable next hour or two for everybody down the field with how warm it's about to get. Valdez switch hitter bats left. The pitch from Gonzalez. Valdez shoots it foul down the left field line. 0-2. Luis 0 for 1 out of the leadoff spot today. It's grounded to third and walked. Right now, no cloud cover either. All the clouds residing out beyond the horizon for now. The sun back behind over our heads up in the press box. 0-2. Fastball way inside. Valdez turns out of the way. 1-2. Heston Kerstad on deck. 1-2 on Valdez. Outfield shades him the other way. Here's the pitch. And Valdez goes the other way into left center. Long run for the left fielder Meredith. He won't get there, and it's up the alley going to the wall. Valdez up to second. He's thinking three. He hits the bag, turns on the jets, and he's into third with a headlong dive. Luis Valdez showing off the 80-grade speed. His third triple of the season. And he's at third base with one away for Heston Kerstad here in the fifth. That's the danger you play when you shade Valdez the other way. Left was way towards the line. Valdez found the gap, never missed a beat. Gets himself an easy triple. Now Kerstad, infield plays back. First pitch to him. Heston takes, a little low for ball one. Kerstad hit with the bases loaded, nobody out. His last time up ended up grounding into a double play. did allow a run to score. First run of the game for the Shorebirds, but since then they've been outscored 6-1. Left-handed batter, the 1-0. Fastball just a shade outside, and the count's 2-0. Kerstad 0-2 today. Now 3-9 to begin his pro career. 2-0 from Gonzalez. And Kerstad breaks his bat on a three-hopper back up the middle. Shortstop Meyer behind the second base bank. Loves it, throws to first. Retires Kerstad. Valdez comes in to score. And it's an 8-3 game. Shorebirds trail. Brings up Noelbert Romero. Two out, nobody on now. Shorebirds getting another run back. Third straight inning that they've scored. Each time just a single run. Romero 0-1. It's now 0 for his last 11 over the past week and a half. Popped a short his last time up. The pitch, he swings and hits it in the air out to left field. Meredith starts back, now comes in a couple of steps and puts it away, making the catch over his head to retire Romero on just one pitch. Shorebirds get a run though. Luis Valdez triples, comes in to score on Kerstad's RBI ground out. We're on to the bottom of the fifth, halfway home. It's Salem 8, Delmarva 3 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. Dell season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. Halfway home, on to the bottom of the fifth. It's Salem 8, Delmarva 3. Shorebirds with another run in the top half of the frame. Luis Valdez tripled. Heston Kerstad knocked him in with a ground ball. And now 9-1-2 for Salem. Hugo Beltran comes back out for another inning of work. He's got an inning in the third now. Here Meredith leads it off, and the first pitch to him is a strike, the first one he's seen this afternoon. He'd walked twice on 8 pitches. No official at-bat. Stolen a base, scored a run. Left-handed batter. Beltran on the stretch in the 0-1. This is down and away for ball one. Meredith has knocked in 11 this season. No homers. Straight-up stance from the left side of the pitch. Fastball on the outside black. And the count's 1-2. Hugo, high black socks, black glove with orange lacing. Hands held high, the 1-2. Slider is down and in, counts even at 2. We talked about it last time Meredith was up. Spent 3 years at Clemson, or 4, beg your pardon. But ended up playing his final year last year there. The most games he had in a season, the pitch. It's down in the dirt, counts full 3-2. More games than he had played the prior 3 years combined. He played 39 games his first 3 years there, and then 47 his final year. Last year as a senior, hit 3 homers, drove in 25, hit 283. 3-2 Beltran's pitch, and Meredith sprays it the other way, foul, able to stay alive. Outfield shades Meredith the other way. Hugo, 3-2 again, and Meredith, a chopper towards second on the third high hop. Room service for Ben Cosme. Throws it to first, retires Meredith, and there's one away here in the fifth. Lineup flips the top in Edinson Paulino. Paulino, 1-for-1, 2 walks, 2 stolen bases, 2 runs scored. It's really been the theme of the game. Schwarber's pitching not doing a good job staying in the strike zone. They've issued 10 walks. They've allowed a bevy of stolen bases. First pitch to Paulino. He swings and rolls it foul, first base side for strike one. In addition to the 10 walks, 5 stolen bases allowed, 5 wild pitches too. 4, beg your pardon, actually. 0-1. Fastball on the inside corner. It's 0-2. Paulino, a guy scouts that I've talked to that have been in attendance for some Birds and Red Sox games. 0-2. Paulino fouls it back. Stay at 0-2. Somebody that has very much impressed a lot of people, including Shorebirds manager Felipe Rojas Jr., saying that that's a guy definitely watch out for. He's cooled off in recent weeks. He's still just 19. Extra base power, 16 doubles. 0-2 again. Fastball is up and away, 1-2. Top 5 mark in the Carolina League. As a guy who can play both the outfield and the infield, good amount of versatility. 1 out, nobody on. 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball down the dirt. Paulino lays off, counts even at 2. Salem 8, Delmarva 3, last 5th. Game 1 of the 6-game set. Shorebirds basically toast. Actually, I can't say basically anymore. They are burnt toast here in the first half. 10.5 back with nice one. Deep out to right field. Kerstad gives it a cursory look, but that baseball's gone. Third homer of the game for the Salem Red Sox. And they get that run right back. The Birds put up in the top of the inning. It's a 9-3 game. Salem leads it. So Paulino with his fourth homer of the season is second against the Shorebirds. And that brings up Rainer Bonassi. Bonassi, 1-for-3 with a 2-run single his last time up. Switch hitter bats left, the first pitch to him. This is down and away for ball one. Salem 9, Delmarva 3, and this is a hard ballpark to hit homers in. And the 3 that Salem has hit today have not been cheap. 1-0. Bonassi goes the other way, sprays it down the left field line, slices into the berm, and then kicks back onto the field. Counts even at 1. Red Sox manager, third base coach Luke Montz actually goes all the way down the line to pick it up, saving Trendon Craig a long run. Luke Montz might be the most energetic manager in the Carolina League. He's the only manager I've seen on his way out to the mound. 1-1. Grounded hard back the middle and into center, a base hit for Bonassi. Sees aboard with his second hit of the game. He's 2-for-4. Salem now with 7 hits total. He's the only manager I've seen literally sprint to the mound and back when he wants to make a visit. Makes his point and then hightails it back in the dugout. I just don't know how he has that much energy. Most managers, that is a long, painful walk out to the mound. Guess maybe he's trying to ease it on himself, and if it were done, let it be done quickly. Here's Marcelo Meyer, first pitch from Beltran. Misses outside for ball one. Meyer 0-for-1, has walked twice and lined out to second. 9-3 Salem here in the last of the 5th. Middle infield at double play depth. Meyer hits it in the air out of play, left field side. And the count's even at 1. Salem 9 runs, 7 hits, 1 error. Delmarva 3 runs, 3 hits, and 2 errors. Game 1 of 6, Salem comes into the day 2 games back in the Northern Division. Shorebirds already done as far as postseason in the first half. 1-1, misses down and in for ball 2. Nice backhand pick by Wilken Grujon. It's a 3-way tie atop the North. Carolina, Fredericksburg, and Lynchburg. Shorebirds a chance to have a very big say on how this all plays out. Obviously playing Salem this week, and then when they return home, the pitch, Meyer takes off the outside edge for ball 3. They actually play host for Lynchburg for 6, but only the first 3 games of that series are actually a part of the first half. The second half will start next Friday. Runner at first, one out, the 3-1. It's down low, ball four. Beltran walks his third of the afternoon. That is a season high for him. Hugo came in having issued just four walks total. He's walked three in this one. Out to the mound goes the pitching coach, Joe Hamacher, in the Shorebirds bullpen, about to get somebody up and active. Might be Angel Vargas. Long walk out for Hamacher is supposed to Luke Montz. By the time Hamacher reaches the mound on this walk, Luke Montz could have sprinted to the mound and back twice. He's running the pacer. So 2-1, 1-out for the cleanup man, Nico Cavadas. He's 2-for-2, a homer, a single, and a walk. This is just one of those days with the Shorebirds where it is going to be a grind. Every at-bat, every pitch, trying to figure it out is going to be hard. Out to the mound goes the home plate umpire, Elliot Melton, to break up the meeting. But no matter how the Shorebirds actually play, be it wins or losses against Salem and Lynchburg, have a piece to play in the race for the first half division title. Might either help give it to somebody by losing too many games or help somebody out by stealing a couple of wins. You remember the Shorebirds last year played spoiler at the end of the season against this very same Salem club. First pitch to Cavadas. This is down and in for ball one. Going into the final day of the season, Salem and Down East were tied for the second best record in the then Low A East League, with whoever finished with the second best record making the playoffs. 1-0, Cavadas hits it out of play, third base side. Counts even at one. All Salem needed to do was win, and they would be into the postseason. Down East, though, they needed a win and a Salem loss. That final Sunday here from Salem Memorial Ballpark, the Shorebirds fell behind 6-0. This place was going nuts. 1-1. Cavadas hits it in the air to deep left field towards the corner. Long run for Trenton Craig, and he looks up. It's off the base of the wall, but in foul territory. Counts 1-2. That final day, Shorebirds trailed 6-0. They had a 6-run fifth, tying the game, and then they went on to win it. Billy Cook, a 2-run homer in the top of the ninth, tie game at 7, 2-run shot off to left off of Devin Rodaw after Cook had actually hit another 2-run homer earlier in the week off of Rodaw in extra innings to win that game. Did it to Rodaw again. Shorebirds won, Red Sox lost, their season was over. The pitch, Cavadas takes a fastball up and away, it's 2-2. It's a very emotional game, very emotional scene. The Shorebirds, who had actually had their season ended by Salem earlier in the week, return the favor. 2-2. Cavadas takes down and away for ball three. Shorebirds taking the dagger that Salem had put into Delmarva's own back and returning the favor. Went to Salem to end their season. 3-2 pitch. Cavadas hits it out to right center field. Kerstad over into the gap. He won't get there. A drop for a base hit and goes to the wall. One run scores. Racing around third, here comes Meyer. He'll score without a play. And into second, Nico Cavadas with a 2-run double. And Salem just pouring salt into the wound now. It's 11-3 here in the fifth. Cavadas now with a 3-RBI game, is a triple shy of the cycle. Now Blaze Jordan, he's 2-for-3 with a 3-run homer. Right-handed batter. Outfield straight away, infield straight up. The pitch swings and shoots it out of play. Right field side for strike one. Just whatever the Shorebirds have to offer on the mound today, just no answer for what Salem's bringing to the plate. 0-1. Slider misses outside, 1-1. And I don't even feel like the Shorebirds' wildness with how many they've walked today. So that number now stands at 11. There have been a few walks where you say, okay, that's just pure wildness. The pitch, Jordan lines it out to short out of the reach of De Leon and on into left to base it. Cavadas had to trail back to second, now races to third. Here's the throw. It hits off of him, goes to the Salem dugout, and Cavadas comes in to score. Up to second goes Jordan, and everything going wrong for the Shorebirds. It'll have to be an error technically on Craig. He made a strong throw to third, but it hit Cavadas, ricocheted to the Salem dugout. Another run in, and it's 12-3 Salem here in the fifth. No RBI for Jordan. Advances to second on the error. Four runs home in the inning for the Red Sox, and still just one out. Brings up Tyler Miller. He's 0 for 2 with a walk. Left-handed batter. But the Shorebirds' wildness, they've been around the zone enough. First pitch. Miller hits it out of play. Third base side for strike one. It's offered up on some really long at-bats. Is just very good plate discipline. And when the Shorebirds have come into the zone, Salem hit them hard. 9 hits today for Salem. The pitch. Miller hits it in the air. Left field. Craig started back. Now comes in. Gets under it. And puts it away for the second out here in the fifth. Brings up Phillip Sykes, 0 for 2. He lined into a double play his last time up. Flag still waving out towards left center. The breeze blowing the trees out in the distance. Sykes, right-handed hitter. Belcher on the right, he fires home, and Sykes hits it out to left center field. Hard, Valdez on the run, he dives and makes a sensational play. Luis Valdez goes airborne and reels in a line shot off the bat of Phillip Sykes to end the fifth and save a run. But Salem scores four more times here in the fifth. On to the sixth, it's Salem 12 and Delmarva 3 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
And might you be buzzed when you suddenly love everything?
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Oh, I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
The Shorebirds Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home.
Happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds! Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
Oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You care for the house, the kids, and our future. A Shiro's day is never done. So let's start saving a little more now. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. Visit AsiaRetirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Top of the sixth, it's Salem 12 and Delmarva 3. Four runs in the bottom of the fifth for Salem, extending their advantage. A new arm on the mound for Salem here to begin the sixth. First pitch, actually from the man, as Graham Hoffman deals to Trenton Craig. He hits it back to the mound. Hoffman grabs it, flips to first. Retire Craig, who falls to 1-for-3. His 9-game hitting streak now in some serious peril. So Hoffman, one pitch, one out to begin his outing here today. Making his 8th appearance out of the bullpen, undrafted free agent out of the University of South Florida. 23 years old, he's 1-1 with a 5.19 ERA. Here's Frederick Benkozme, singled his last time up, he's 1-for-2. He takes down low for ball 1. Hoffman, 8 2/3 innings, has struck out 9, walked 6, 11 hits, 6 runs, 5 earned. From the stretch with nobody on, hands at the letters, the pitch home, and Ben Cosmain's a one-hop smash to short, but Meyer picks it down at his toes, throws high to first, but Cavadas able to grab the ball, tag Ben Cosmain on the way by to record the out. Three pitches and two outs now for Graham Hoffman. Salem 12, Delmarva 3. Two outs quickly here in the sixth as Isaac De Leon comes to the plate. De Leon 0-for-1 with the sack flies last time up. 21st RBI of the season for him. Tall right-handed batter, 6'3", 210. Hoffman's pitch. Fastball a little low for ball one. Hoffman, 6'3", 210 himself. Out of Calvary Christian High School down in Clearwater. School at US 1-0. De Leon rips it out to short. A diving pick by Meyer to his right. Gets up to his feet. Throws to first in time. A pick by Cavadas. Keeps his toe on the bag. And that's the inning. What a marvelous play by Marcelo Meyer to end the frame. 1-2-3. Down go the Shorebirds here in the sixth. On to the bottom of the sixth. It's Salem 12, Delmarva 3 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Hi fans, this is Sam Jelinek, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.tv and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to the Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.tv subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Jelinek on the call, both home and away, for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Tom of the sixth from Salem. Birds 3, Sam Jelinek here with you. Got a TechNet call to the bullpen to tell you about before the sixth inning starts. Nick Richmond has come on to replace Hugo Beltran on the bump. Hugo goes 2 1/3, allows 4 runs, 3 earned, 4 hits, 3 walks, 1 strikeout, as the Red Sox offense just continuing to roll here this afternoon. 4 runs in the fifth, chasing Hugo after 2 1/3. So Nick Richmond comes on for his second appearance with the Shorebirds, 6'4", 195-pound righty, 24 years old, undrafted free agent first by the Tigers and then released and signed by the Orioles about a month ago. Down to Pfeiffer University, D3 down in North Carolina. And will be greeted by Jose Garcia, 8-9-1 here in the sixth. Richmond from the first base out of the rubber, righty into his stretch, and the first pitch is on the outside corner for strike one. Richmond had a very good start to his first outing. So he went the first inning and 2/3 scoreless, but then he couldn't find the final out in his second inning of work. Ended up allowing 2 runs on a hit, 2 walks, struck out 3. 0-1, fastball tailing in. Garcia swings through it. So 0-2. Garcia 0-for-3 this afternoon. 2 strikeouts and a pop-up to second. Right-handed batter. Richmond stares in for his sign. Shakes off Rubio a couple of times. Now comes set. And the pitch clock runs out. That'll be an automatic ball. Or had time been called first? Nope, automatic ball. It's 1-2. 1-2 pitch. Garcia takes. Breaking ball just off the outside corner. 2-2. And the Shorebirds need Richmond to hopefully soak up the final 3 innings here tonight. Already had to use 3 pitchers in this one. 2 out of the pen. 1-2. Garcia swings and misses. Breaking ball inside corner. Cuts through it. One away here in the sixth. Good start for Nick Richmond. Brings up Keir Meredith, the nine-hole hitter. Meredith 0 for 1, 2 walks, a stolen base, a run scored. He grounded to second his last time up. Nelson, the O system, playing a day game today. First pitch from Richmond to Meredith misses outside for ball one. A lot of 6:35 starts, though. Both Norfolk and Bowie at home playing at 6:35. Norfolk playing home to Syracuse, the Mets AAA affiliate. The pitch, Meredith pops it in the air to shallow left center. Left fielder Craig over towards the alley, gets underneath of it, plants his feet, puts it away for the second out here in the sixth. Bowie likewise hosting the Mets affiliate, the AA Binghamton Rumble Ponies. Make a trip to Prince George's Stadium, and Aberdeen will actually play at 5:05 as they have a quote-unquote doubleheader against Jersey Shore, a suspended game that they will resume earlier or later today to be followed by a 7-inning game in game two. First pitch at the top of the order. Edinson Paulino is chopped on the ground to first. Willems off the bag, grabs it, flips to first. Richmond covering, taps the bag, retires Paulino. That's an easy breezy 1-2-3-6 for Nick Richmond on under 10 pitches. After six complete, it's Salem 12 and Delmarva 3 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Hi fans, this is Sam Jelinek, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.tv and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to the Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.tv subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Jelinek on the call, both home and away for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season. Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
Reading English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Top seven, Salem still leading Delmarva 12-3. Creed Willems leads it off in the seventh. 0-2 today. First pitch to him, he swings and fouls to the backstop for strike one. 7-8-9 due up for the Shorebirds against Graham Hoffman. Through just five pitches in the sixth. Three straight groundouts, including a phenomenal diving stop by Marcelo Meyer, diving to his right on the backhand. Willems, left-handed hitter, 0-2. He's flied to center and struck out, 0-1. Willems takes up and away, 1-1. We don't read the fantastic work being produced by John Mioli and what he's doing in kind of his own style, so to speak. 1-1, Willems fouls it straight back again, 1-2. He just published a piece that's free for all to read about Creed Willems, talking about how Creed has developed so far with the Shorebirds and just Creed's own personality. If you haven't read it yet, go to Maximizing Playoff Odds, Google it. John Mioli's own Substack. 1-2. Willems taps it foul to the backstop, able to stay alive. But John, having been out to Purdue Stadium a couple of times this season, we've talked about what he's aiming to do with that newsletter. And a lot of it is the small stories. The pitch, Willems lines it into right center field. That's down for a base hit. Sykes was shaded towards left center, so a long run over for the center fielder to pick it up. But Willems holds at first. The base hit, he's 1-3. A lot of it is diving into the granular stuff about some of the lower-level guys like Creed Willems and how his development takes shape. And for Creed, part of that has been wearing his eyeglasses more often, working with pitching staff, and what it's been like being such a young player at this level and leaning into his personality. Here's Steven Acevedo, 0-1. First pitch, he swings and fouls it back for strike one. Salem 12, Delmarva 3, top of the 7th. Game 1 of the 6th game here today, then back to 7:05 the rest of the week until Saturday, 6:05, Sunday at 5:05. Right to Winfield at double play depth. Acevedo, right-handed batter, big man, 6-4. The pitch, fastball misses outside from Hoffman, 1-1. Shorebirds go to Carter Baumler as usual on Wednesday tomorrow. 9 straight scoreless innings to begin his pro career. He'll be followed by Ryan Long, the 1-1. Hit in the air, out of play, right field side. And the count's 1-2. Willems at first. Nobody out, top of the 7th. One and two on Acevedo. Basically takes up the whole box. The pitch. And Acevedo hits it in the air out to right. Not too deep. Miller started back. Now chases on in. Gets to the spot and puts it away for the first out here in the 7th. Brings up the 9-hole hitter, Wilkin Grullón. So for one with a walk. Creed Willems at first. Single to center to open up the inning. Right-on-right matchup. Grullón crowds the plate. Catcher sets up down and away the pitch. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball tracking away. Grullón can't connect. It's 0-1. Hoffman from the third base side of the rubber. Leans in for a sign. All black glove. Red cleats. Hands together at the shoulders. Leg kick the pitch. Grullón takes a fastball high. 1-1. Willems a short lead from first. Hoffman the set, the pitch. Grullón takes down low for ball two. Top of the order, Luis Valdez on deck. Two-one offering. And Grullón skies it on the left side. Meyer camps under it and puts it away for the second out here in the 7th. Now, top of the order again, Luis Valdez gets his 4th plate appearance of the game. It's 1-for-3 with a triple. Much needed extra base hit for Luis. Doesn't really rack too many of them up. His 3rd triple, 3 doubles, 2 homers. Then again, every single, every walk for Valdez virtually turns into a double anyways. Leads the league in stolen bases with 30. Switch hitter bats left, and the first pitch misses outside for ball one. Cavada's the first baseman, now backs up on Willems and plays behind him. Not a bad move for the left-handed batter. 9-run lead. 1-0. Valdez takes up high for ball two. Heston Kerstad on deck. Get that far in the inning. Two and zero on Valdez. Hoffman, letter high set. Here's the pitch. Fastball able to scrape the outside corner for strike one. Two-one pitch. Valdez slices it out of play, third base side, and counts even at two. Luis, in a very weird fashion, not actually showing any skin at the plate. He's wearing 3/4 sleeves, but then white cape that meets the sleeves. Then batting gloves. 2-2. Valdez, a weak tapper towards second, coming in to grab the second baseman, Paulino. He tags Willems on the way by to get the out the easy way and retire the side here in the 7th. On to the bottom of the 7th. It's time to stretch. Shorebirds trailing the Red Sox 12-3 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Delmarva Shorebirds are back in action, and single game tickets are on sale now. Bobbleheads, fireworks, giveaways, and so much more await you at Purdue Stadium this season. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hope you had a good stretch on to the bottom of the 7th. It's Salem 12 and Delmarva 3. We have a TechNet call with the bullpen to tell you about. Edgar Portes has come on to replace Nick Richmond, who works a 1-2-3-6. Throws under 10 pitches and calls it quits on today. Gets his work in, gets his work out. And Edgar Portes will try to pitch the final two innings today for Delmarva. Portes is Saturday's scheduled starter. So I'm guessing he's using this as a live in-game bullpen. He has 2-3 and 4 due up. Rainer Bonassi leads it off. He's 2-for-4 with a two-run single. First pitch from Portes misses outside for ball 1. Portes started last Tuesday and would have pitched on Sunday had it not been ready into his wind. The 1-0. Fastball just off the inside edge for ball 2. In his first career start last Tuesday, the 19-year-old went 4 innings, allowed 5 runs, 4 earned on 4 hits, 2 homers. 3 walks, 6 strikeouts, the pitch. Fastball just outside for ball 3. He'd gone through 3 innings, allowing just 2 runs before getting tagged for 2 homers in the 4th against Fayetteville. It's on leave with the game tied. So 3-0 on Bonassi. The pitch. Fastball up and away, ball 4, and Shorebirds pitching has issued their 12th walk of the game. It's now Marcelo Meyer, 0-for-1 this afternoon, a line drive to second, 3 walks. Portes, 6-1, 165, right-handed pitcher out of Santo Domingo in the DR. Meyer, left-handed batter, lime green tape on the handle, the pitch. Fastball in the outside corner for strike 1. Middle infield at double play depth, outfield relatively straight away. Meyer was 2-for-4 back on Sunday with a homer. All 4 of his homers. The pitch swung on and fouled back. 1-2. Or 0-2, beg your pardon. All 4 of Meyer's homers this season have actually come against Charleston. A couple here at home against the River Dogs, and then he went down to Charleston and terrorized them there. Didn't help Salem too much as they still end up getting swept by the River Dogs and have gone 1-11 against them this season. 0-2. Meyer swings and misses. Portes sits him down with a slider down and in. One away here in the 7th. Bonassi stays put at first. Frees up Nico Cavadas, a triple shy of the cycle. 3-for-3, a solo homer, a single, a two-run double, 3 runs scored, plus a walk. Oh, here's the pitch. And Cavanez takes a slider low for ball 1. Salem, a long storied history that goes back to 1969. They've only had 4 cycles in their team's long existence. The pitch misses outside to Cavanez. And the count's 2-0. Two-0 misses down in the dirt for ball 3. Cavanez maybe a green light here. The 3-0 count. So 3-0 on Cavadas, man at first, one out, bottom seven. Portes the pitch, and Cavadas taking. It's on the outside corner for strike one. Portes holds. Here's the pitch. And Cavadas takes down in the dirt. He's walked for a second time tonight. And a cycle still put on hold. But he's still perfect on the day at 3-for-3. So that puts two on with one out here in the bottom of the seventh. And Portes is live bullpen here, not exactly going to plan. Two walks, one out. Here's Blaze Jordan, who's 3-for-4 with a 3-run homer. First pitch. Jordan takes a heater on the outside corner for strike one. Oh, one. Jordan takes a breaking ball down low. Counts even at 1-1. One and one on Jordan. Portes deals home, and Jordan chases a fastball up in the zone and hits it out of play. Counts 1-2. Ball and two strikes on Jordan. 2-on-1-out in the seventh. The pitch. And Blaze chases another fastball up and fouls it back and out of play. Still 1-2. Two walks in the inning. A strikeout for Portes. Trying to get the Shorebirds through this one without having to use another bullpen arm. They've already had to go deep into it. Portes, the fourth man out of the pen. Kicking the pitch. And Jordan hits a weak tapper towards third, right on top of the bag. Romero fields it, steps on the base, and airmails the throw to first. Jordan holds on at first, going to third, though Cavadas. Second throwing error of the game for Noelbert. And instead of an inning-ending 5-3 double play, Forrest out at third. Cavadas goes first to third. Jordan stays put at first on the fielder's choice. And there's men in the corners and two outs for Tyler Miller. So Miller, left-handed batter, he's 0-for-3, reached on an error, also walked. Pitch, big swing and a miss. Portes challenged him there. Came up empty for strike one. Oh, one. Miller takes change up down and away. Counts even at one. Next pitch is fouled off the plate to the backstop. Counts 1-2. Game one of this six-game set. Shorebirds trail at 12-3. Men at the corners, two outs. Portes trying to grind through maybe a scoreless inning. Hands together at the belt. Stares at first, now the pitch. And Miller takes a breaking ball down the dirt. Counts even at two. Two balls, two strikes. First and third, two outs. Here's the pitch. And Miller pops it up, back and over the net, into the concourse. Stay at 2-2. How long this inning is taking for Portes pitch-wise, I'm not so sure. He'll come back out for another inning. Now at 22 pitches. 11 balls, 11 strikes. Two-two again. And Miller fouls off another. Able to stay alive. Shorebirds have certainly had their troubles with Salem over the past 2 years. They were the one team in the first half last year that gave Delmarva a lot of trouble, both at home and on the road. 2-2. Miller takes a called strike three. Fastball outside corner at the knees. Portes rings him up looking to strand two aboard here in the seventh. After seven complete, it's Salem 12, Delmarva 3 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community, a seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
For some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Top of the eighth here from Salem. Red Sox still leading the Shorebirds 12-3. Stayed at that score the past couple of innings. Now a TechNet called bullpen for the Red Sox. Blake Loubier replaces Graham Hoffman. Hoffman goes two scoreless innings, allowing just a hit. And he'll face a new man at the plate. That's Michael DeSone, pinch hitting here for Heston Kerstad, who comes out of the game after his seven planned innings today. So the innings watch still on for two. So DeSone pinch hits. Kerstad's day comes to a close after going 0-3. An RBI ground out, his second RBI of the season. DeSone takes the plate appearance here in the eighth to lead it all. He's hitting 224, 574 OPS, no homers, 11 driven in. First pitch to him from Loubier is cracked on the ground of the hole at short. On the back end, Meyer fields it backing up, sets his feet, throws to first, and retires DeSone for the first out here in the eighth. So one up, one down for Loubier on for this TechNet call to the bullpen. Making his 15th appearance out of the bullpen, he's 0-1 with a 7.04 ERA in 23 innings. Has struck out 17, walked 13, 34 hits, 21 runs, 18 earned. He's allowed 4 homers. First pitch to Albert Romero. Fastball in the inside corner for strike one. Loubier 6'5", 190. 13th round pick of the Red Sox out of high school down in Florida, Oviedo High School. 0-1. Romero swings and misses. Breaking ball at the top of the zone. It's 0-2. Romero 0-2 tonight. Popped out a short fly to left and walked. 0 for his last 12 now. 0-2 pitch. Romero tries to check his swing, but he went around on a breaking ball in the dirt. Garcia attacks him out of the plate. Quickly 2 away here in the 8th. Brings up Trenton Craig. One final chance probably to extend his hitting streak out to double digits. No Shorebird has had a 10-game hitting streak this season. Daryl Hernandez has gotten up to both 8 and 9. And now time called as Loubier has to go ahead and fix his shoelace. Gets back on top of the hill, and Trenton Craig back into the box. Two outs, nobody on. Salem 12, Delmarva 3. Here's the pitch. Craig takes a fastball high for ball one. For the past week and a half, average up to 258, OPS close to 800 now in the season. 1-0. Craig swings and fouls it back and out of play. 1-1. Trenton did reach on an error back in the fourth, a one-hop smash that Meyer couldn't field at short. 1-1. Craig takes a breaking ball in the dirt, skips the backstop. 2-1. Craig Kalm stamps on the right side of the pitch. And he swings, floats one out to shallow center. Center fielder Sykes comes in and is able to make the catch the bill of his cap as it hangs up long enough for him. Craig hit it pretty well, but Sykes there to put it away and end the top of the eighth. On to the bottom of the eighth, it's Salem 12, Delmarva 3 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. The Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to five Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry Man Purdue is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great tasting chicken. Purdue, hungry for better chicken and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Last tax for the Red Sox here, bottom of the eighth. It's Salem 12 and Delmarva 3. 7-9 due up against Edgar Portes, who stranded men at the corners to end the seventh after two walks. Phillip Sykes leads it off. He's 0-3 with a walk, two stolen bases, and a run scored. And the first pitch nicks him on the front leg, and he'll trot on down to first after being hit by the first pitch of the inning. Portes' control has not been on point here to start. After coming on for the seventh, walked two, threw as many strikes as balls in the inning. Brings up Jose Garcia, the catcher. He's 0-4. Shorebirds pitching staff, it's not their worst day as far as walks go. They're still one shy of that. First pitch to Garcia is a fastball in the outside corner for strike one. That came on the second day of the season against Fredericksburg at home. Shorebirds pitching their worst game of the year as far as walks go. Walked 14. 1-0. Garcia rips it down the left field line, but that hook's foul. 1-1. They are currently at 13 here with nobody out in eighth. De Los Santos walked four. Gerard walked four. Beltran walked three. El Portes has walked two. Willems plays behind the runner at first. Middle infield at double play depth. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball misses outside, 1-1. Good news is for the Shorebirds is tomorrow's a new day. Got that tandem of Carter Baumler and Ryan Long. Anytime Baumler starts, it's an exciting day. A little bit extra juice. Oh, or 1-1 rather. On the outside corner, there's another called strike somewhere in there. I guess Garcia took his time getting into the box. Maybe an automatic strike. He's down on strikes. Third punch out for Portes. And there's one away here in the eighth. Brings up Keir Meredith, the nine-hole hitter. 0 for 2, 2 walks, stolen base, a run scored. Sykes still at first. Willems plays behind him, a large lead, the pitch. And Meredith hits it in the air in a shallow left field. Left fielder Craig coming on, called off by the center fielder Valdez, ranging a good ways. And there's two away here in the eighth. Sykes retreats back to first. Lineup flips the top in Edinson Paulino. Paulino has been just what the Red Sox wanted at the top today. He's walked twice, singled, and homered. Two for three total. Three runs scored, two stolen bases. Left-handed batter. Outfield plays him straight away, infield straight up. Still a man at first, two outs. Portes, high leg kick, the pitch. Fastball misses up and in for ball one. Portes working quickly. Hands the belt. High black socks. Raises his knee to his chest, the pitch. And Paulino slices it towards the left. Craig towards the line. Left fielder gets there and puts it away to retire the side. Here in the eighth, Shorebirds pitching with three consecutive zeros up on the board. After allowing 12 through the first five, able to settle in down the stretch. On to the ninth. Shorebirds need nine to tie it, 10 to take the lead. It's Salem 12, Delmarva 3 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memory. Visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. Top of the ninth, Shorebirds need a late rally here, trailing by nine. It's Salem 12, Delmarva 3. Frederick Van Cosbane leads now for the Birds against Blake Lubier, who fired a 1-2-3 eighth out of the pen. Comes back out for the ninth with a nine-run cushion. Van Cosbane, left-handed batter, 1-for-3 this afternoon. First pitch from Lubier. The righty fires a fastball down the middle for strike one. Salem 12 runs, 9 hits, 1 error. Shorebirds 3 runs, 4 hits, and 4 errors here this afternoon. Lubier from the first base side of the rubber, the pitch. And he spikes it in, and that end up hitting Van Cosbane? It did. And it's hard to tell from the angle up here in the press box, but it was spiked out in front of the plate and then still hit Van Cosbane. So he's aboard at first after being hit by the pitch. Brings up Isaac De Leon. De Leon, a sac fly and RBI back in the fourth. Shorebirds have scored just three runs today. And all of them came on outs. Actually, Moltz up high for ball one. They have actually exchanged four outs for three runs. Tough times with inflation, folks. I'm telling you, the conversion rate is terrible. 1-0 pitch. De Leon fouls it back 1-1. Eston Kerstad hit into a double play in the third that produced a run. De Leon sack fly RBI in the fourth, and Kerstad an RBI ground out in the fifth. Used to be 1-for-1, but getting upcharged these days. Van Cosbane not being held on at first. Nobody out top of the ninth. Red Sox 12, Shorebirds 3. The pitch. De Leon takes up and in. 2-1. De Leon open stance on the right side. Lubier's pitch. De Leon takes a fastball up, checks his swing, peel out to second, and no swing on the appeal. Starting to become a bit of a muggy afternoon after the rain in the morning subsided. The rest of the morning was pretty clean. The pitch, De Leon takes inside, ball four. And for a guy who walks as much as De Leon does, now his league-leading 46th, he never, ever seems happy when he walks. He wants to hit. Now to the mound goes the catcher Jose Garcia to chat with Lubier and ask him what in the world's going on here in a 9-run game that's keeping you out of the zone. So 2-on, no be out for Creed Willems. And a hit by pitch to begin the end. He actually snapped a streak of 6 in a row retired for Salem pitching. Willems singled back in the 7th. He's 1-for-3, a left-handed batter. Ready Lubier, high set, looks to second. Here's the pitch. And Willems chops it foul, third base side for strike one. Then Cosme at second, De Leon at first, Lubier on the mound, holds, now throws, and Willems pops it up, right over top of the backstop and into the seats. So and two. Lubier dangles the ball in his hands. Now strains up, comes set. 0-2 on its way. And Willems lines it over top the Shorebirds dugout first base side. Thankfully missed everybody. You weren't up and awake for this early game already. It's going to get you going. Steven Acevedo on deck. 2 on, nobody out. 0-2 again, and Willems fouls off a third straight. Straight to the backstop. Stay at 0-2. Tomorrow, 7:05. First pitch, Carter Baumler versus Angel Bastardo for Salem. 12-3 Salem, top of the 9. 2 on, nobody out. Another 0-2. And Willems takes a called strike 3. He knew it. Saw it onto the outside edge, couldn't pull the trigger. He's down looking for the first out here in the 9. Second strikeout for Lubier. Brings up Steven Acevedo. And Salem, who loves to have fun with walk-up music, typically tries to tie it in with a player's name or where they're from or something like that. I can't figure it out for Acevedo. First pitch. Breaking ball, misses up and in for ball one. They go with the Gummy Bear song. I don't know, I can't find the connection. I am dumbfounded. Maybe they saw Acevedo binging on a bag of Haribo before he got into the clubhouse. Beats me. 2-1, 1-out, here's the pitch. And Acevedo reaches for it and pop. Third baseman Jordan in foul territory. Backpedaling, squeezes it in the palm of his mitt. Nearly came out. He holds on to it for the second out here in the 9th. And the Shorebirds down to their final out. Last hope is Wilkin Grujon. Salem got started early and often, 2 in the first. Shorebirds cut it to 1 in the third with the tally, but they had the bases loaded, nobody out, only got 1 from it. And Salem opened it up with 6 in the third, 4 in the fifth, and that's been all they needed. Taking advantage of 13 walks issued by Shorebirds pitching. First pitch to Grujon, swings and pops it up. Right behind the mound, second baseman Paulino racing in, puts it away, and that's the ball game. Shorebirds trounced by the Red Sox here in the series opener. As in the morning game, Salem wakes up on the right side of the bed. The Shorebirds just never wake up themselves as Salem takes game one by a final of 12-3. We'll go ahead, take a break, come back with totals and a recap on the postgame show. Your final score here this afternoon, it's the Salem Red Sox 12 and the Delmarva Shorebirds 3. Postgame show coming up next. This has been Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
For some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take and group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Sam Jelinek here with you. It's time for the Delmarva Shorebirds postgame show. Shorebirds trounced by Salem here in game one of the six-game set. Salem 12, Delmarva 3, as with the 11:05 first pitch, Shorebirds wake up on the wrong side of the bed and pay for it. Salem got on the board very early, as we'll dip into how this one played out. Ensign Paulino walked, stole second, went to third on a pass ball, was there with nobody out. Juan de los Santos nearly got out of it after back-to-back outs, but then another pass ball allowed Paulino to score. Then Nico Cavadas in the solo homer to make it 2-0. Shorebirds loaded the bases with nobody out in the third. Heston Kerstad bounced into a double play. It brought home a run, but really put a damper on the rally. After that, Salem exploded. 6 runs in the third, taking advantage of what ended up being 6 walks in the frame. Blaze Jordan hit a 3-run homer. Phillip Sykes scored on a wild pitch. Brainerd Bonassi had a 2-run single. And just like that, 6 runs came in to score in the third. Shorebirds put up 1 in the 4th, sack fly for Isaac De Leon after Trenton Craig reached on an error to start the frame. Salem, though, was able to tack on even more in the bottom of the 5th after an RBI ground out to cut it back 1 further. Salem with 4 in the 5th, Edinson Paulino a solo homer, Nico Cavadas a 2-run double, and then Blaze Jordan a single that ended up scoring Cavadas after an error to make it 12-3. After that, both teams went down scoreless the rest of the way in the 6th, 7th, 8th, and then for the Birds in the 9th. Their final line score in this one for Delmarva, 3 runs, 4 hits, 4 errors. They strand 6. For Salem, 12 runs, 9 hits, 1 error. They strand 10. Trenton Craig's 9-game hitting streak comes to a close as he goes 0-4, reaches on an error. Otherwise, the Shorebirds offensively get just 4 hits in the game. Luis Valdez a triple, Frederick Mancozme a single, Creed Willems a single as well, and I'm missing one hit in here. Why can't I find it? Let's see who had it according to the official box score. Valdez had the second hit, which doesn't make much sense because he finished 1-3. Well, congrats, Luis. You've been granted an extra hit out of nowhere. That is actually mind-boggling, and I have no clue where that came from. My thought is maybe it was the final out in the top of the 7th when Valdez grounded into a force out, but no, that's a rule to force out like it should be. In the 3rd, he walked. At least that's what I have it down as. Nope, that was a line drive. I had that written down wrong. Wow, sometimes people in the morning. So Valdez does finish 2-for-4, multi-hit game for Valdez. Unfortunately, that's really the only thing that the Birds had working here in this one. Wickelman Gonzalez gets the win for Salem. He improves to 3-2. Juan de los Santos takes the loss. He falls to 2-7. We started this one at 11:08, finished at 1:46. Allergies, folks. Time of game, 2 hours, 38:71, here from Salem Memorial Ballpark here on Tuesday morning. With the loss, the Shorebirds fall to 19-38. They are 10-21 on the road, and they have lost 4 in a row. Salem, they improved to 29-29. They are now 15-13 at home, and they snap their 6-game losing streak. No scores to tell you about from either Birdland or the Carolina League. Shorebirds were the only day game in either realm. In Birdland, Norfolk will play host to Syracuse later tonight. Bowie plays host to Binghamton. And Aberdeen, a twin bill against Jersey Shore on the road at Shoretown Ballpark. Around the Carolina League, these are the series that start today. Lynchburg hosts Down East. Augusta has Charleston coming to town. Fayetteville back at home against Kannapolis. Myrtle Beach plays at home against Fredericksburg. And Columbia plays at home against Carolina. Orioles, they lost last night 11-1. They will play against the Blue Jays again tonight at 7:07. The good news last night, though, was Kyle Stowers had his first Major League hit in RBI in his debut. So those are all the scores from people and places that you care about. So let's go ahead and turn our attention to tomorrow. Game 2 of the series, 7:05, first pitch. Thank goodness. Get some time to sleep. Carter Baumler makes his fourth start for the Shorebirds. He is still with a sterling 0.00 ERA, and no record right now either. He is 0-0, hasn't allowed a run in 9 innings of work. He'll be up against Angel Pastaro, who goes 1-1 with a 3, who has gone 1-1 with a 3.78 ERA so far this season. First pitch, 7:05. We'll talk to you at 6:50. Now, about wrapping up for today's broadcast, as always, big thank you from me to you for tuning in from wherever you may be on this fine Tuesday morning / afternoon. Big thanks to the fine folks back in Salisbury Hope who help us put on this show that we call Shorebirds Baseball. And until tomorrow at 6:50, your final score tonight, this afternoon, it's Salem 12 and Delmarva 3. Until tomorrow, I've been Sam Jelinek on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.